Taste of Reading is back. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary presents the 14th Annual Taste of Reading 2021, Sunday, September 12th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and micro brews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, Bartosz, Refugia, Soul Punch, and the Stone Hearts. Reading West Rotary would like to especially thank O2 Employment Services and Cornerstone Community Bank for their underwriting sponsorship to our local restaurants at this year's Taste of Reading. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 14th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, September 12th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find a complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, to do our thing as the DJ Beers run through the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of September 6th through the 10th. We'll take this hour, as we always do, to reflect on the stories, the people that are on the list. Are probably paying closer attention to some than to others, because it's talk radio fodder that we are basically focused on. Not that all of these things aren't on our minds, but sometimes we find that three or four things really occupy a lot of people's interest and time as they listen, or they involve themselves, engage themselves in what's going on the air. So we'll go through these things. Let me just, I think we'll take the story list and start at number 10. Maybe a few things to talk about, as most of you know who listen to me with any regularity, and there are two different branches here. The folks that listen to DJV during the week and the folks that listen to the Countdown Show on the weekend, they may not hear all of the DJV programs. I'm not a big football fan. That's probably putting it mildly. I think that football is outrageous in the damage that it does, especially if you allow your high schooler, college students, whomever. I think I don't have the same feeling for professionals, because they know what they're getting into. They sign a contract. They know how dangerous it is. When you think about, though, a high school kid who has the same structure, we have a spine that's the size of a quarter, and that's all that holds our head onto our body. And to get whacked like these football players do, have the concussions that they do, have the suffering that goes on after life, why would you want to expose your child? And let's face it, high schoolers are still children. A lot of kids playing who are younger than that. Why would you want to expose your children to that? So that's why I don't get excited about football, although a lot of people, I think we talked on the DJV program this week, ladies, a lot about betting and how much more, because betting has become pretty standard around the country.
Huge. And yeah, the first time that there are going to be fans back in stadiums for a lot of folks, that's a big deal. And then I've got two fantasy football teams that I've got to tend to now.
Have you?
One's not enough. Now I've got to figure out how to do two.
Yeah. But do you pay attention to any of the trivia?
No.
But no, I'm not talking. Do you actually watch the games? Jay,
no,
do you and your husband
watch the opening game?
Yeah, when the Browns play, and then Sunday night football and Monday night football. Sometimes Thursday night football if available.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched the opening game with Tampa Bay and Dallas. It was actually a really good game. It was close. Tampa Bay won 31-29. So that was, that was fun to see. Tom Brady somehow looks younger this year and has more hair. I don't know.
Really? I tried to get him as my quarterback. Everybody was like, why do you want Brady and Gronk? It's because they're a machine.
Yeah, they were great. And I don't know what Brady did in the offseason, but, like, I've never seen him look better, so... Yeah, it was a good game. I was surprised the Cowboys were as good as they were, but Tampa Bay still won.
See, So isn't that an exciting way for us to start the
It was a good game to wait. Honestly, it was a really good game to start the season. Yes, if you're into it, that's the way you want to start the season.
All right, number nine on our story list has to do with our relationship with China. It's an ongoing thing. It's usually a number of 9, 8, 7, somewhere in there, because we kind of every week have a new revelation as to how the Chinese are getting themselves into our shorts. And so whether it's farming, whether it's business, whether it's people-oriented, this week I think a lot of attention has been focused on Afghanistan with the Chinese going in and being buddy-buddy with them because they want to get a hold of all of the various metals, the rare metals that are there that are necessary for what businesses? Are the chips and stuff come from the metals that are in Afghanistan? I haven't followed that
enough.
Yeah, to know what was there, mm-hmm. but... You know, they're just trying to
well,
do...
Well, they also are one of... They're recognizing the Taliban as a government. I mean, they're completely enriched by their relationship with the Taliban and our exit from Afghanistan. And so, once again, the Chinese government gets a win. And they keep figuring out how to win in all the situations where America continues to lose. And that's COVID, Afghanistan, at our border. I mean, you know, one of the things that people don't talk about a lot is the drugs that are coming across the border. And a lot of them are fentanyl. And there are people who will use recreational drugs. And believe me, I'm not a drug person, so I'm not condoning this. But I know there are a lot of people who recreationally use drugs and are not addicted to it. And they don't want to die by... you know, snorting cocaine or smoking some marijuana that's been laced with fentanyl, that's being made in China and being pushed over our open borders right now. And so when people go, why are so many people dying and overdosing? They're not. They're actually being poisoned by China. And this is a really, it's one of those things, it's a huge story that nobody wants to talk about.
Yep.
And it's one of the dangers of having an open border like we do right now.
And you know what also factors into this, Jennifer? The relationship the Russians have, what a bunch of two-timing two-faced. The Russians had their butts handed to them by the Taliban over a war that I think lasted 4 or 5 years, and they couldn't overcome them. We obviously couldn't really overcome them, but the Russians are now their best, well, maybe second-best friends after the Chinese. And, you know, you look at that and think how expedient it is politically to change stripes. And, you know, the Russian people hate the Taliban and vice versa. So the...
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean that the people of Russia agree. This is what all Putin does is just enrich his own pockets, right? I mean,
right.
That's all he does. So I don't know that you can say all of Russia is, like, stoked to be hanging out with the Taliban.
I think it shows how closely knit Russia is to China. They're doing their bidding on a smaller scale because Russia doesn't have the economy to be the superpower that we are or that the Chinese are. And so they've now embedded themselves with the Chinese. I think that's why you're seeing so much favoritism given from the Russian government to now the Taliban, who they were sworn enemies not so long ago, because they're on the scene helping China, helping the Taliban find people who are hiding in the country using their cellular technology. The people who are stuck there, who we left behind because of the Biden administration's policies, those people that are stuck there can't even have their cell phones turned on anymore because the Russians are trying to locate them with their technology. Mm-hmm. So it's how do you stay connected at that point?
I suppose we can couple this with our number three story this week from Talkers Magazine, which is a focus on Afghanistan and looking at the... I mean, we can jump around here a little bit. As long as we're on to Afghanistan, I see that there are some dual nationals, including some Americans who also have Afghanistani passports, have gotten out of the airport as we get to the end of the week. All right, so the apparently there was some value to the negotiations by the Secretary of State.
See, I'm really confused about this, though, and I don't know if you guys noticed this, but there's some word spinning that's going on here. The airport that had a lot of airplanes turned around by the State Department, actually some planes that were up in midair already before we even left Afghanistan were being turned around by the State Department using our allies telling them that they couldn't land, and so they had to come back to the airport. And then the story this week that there was a plane with 200 people on it, mostly Americans, trying to get out, and they were being grounded by the State Department. There were even documents from a whistleblower within the State Department showing that they were attempting to ground these planes. And so the question was, why wouldn't we want to get those Americans out? And then this story comes out that you're talking about that says, well, there was a plane with 200 Afghans and Americans on it. But that one was coming out of Kabul. Mozar al-Sharif is where the other planes were coming from. No one has said boo about that. It's a four-hour drive between those two airports. And you can't tell me that these are the same people that we were talking about. But the illusion is that they are the same people. Isn't that crazy? I mean, this plane that departed came out of Kabul, not out of Mozar al-Sharif.
Yeah, what a mess. Okay, it's 15 past the hour. We'll keep our focus on these stories as we continue. It's the DJV group as we focus on talk radio, the talk radio review for this week. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch here on the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, our talk radio review. I'm going to bounce around a little bit here because some of these things are connected. The abortion story, which is number 5 this week on the story list, the Department of Justice has sued Texas to block this 6-week abortion ban. Bans the procedure as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy, allows private citizens to take legal action against anybody who helps a woman terminate
her
pregnancy.
That's the crazy. I mean,
I don't
the whole
get
thing
that part
is,
of it. That's none of their business.
To put a bounty on, I mean, that literally means that, and I don't know where, I'm sure this has happened in other places that we don't consider democracies, but to be able to just call up the authorities because you don't like your neighbor and say, oh,
like
I think
used to
that
turn
so-and-so
people into
is,
the IRS. You know,
right,
kind of
or like when people in the 50s would accuse someone of being communist. You know, this is just insane.
I don't agree
it's
with
like
this
a witch hunt all over again.
Yeah, I don't agree with this as part of the abortion bill necessarily, but see something, say something is something, speaking of the anniversary of 9/11, which is coming up, that we really relied on. So this is something that's not uncommon. I just don't think in this context it's necessarily appropriate.
Well, and I'm going to flavor this discussion a little bit with my own experience in terms of the chaos that we're talking about here with regard to the law and what it allows people to do. I'm not for that at all. I will tell you, though, my son and his wife are expecting, and they're in their seventh month of pregnancy. And there's a new technique, ultrasound technique, that's basically 3D. So from the very beginning, actually, I think 7-8 weeks in, and until now, which is 7 months, 7 months in, we've been able to see these 3D images of the baby as the baby grows in her womb. And it is the most dramatic, the most wonderful, but it's like mind-blowing.
It's so cool. I know. The technology look at is this so kid amazing.
You get the full womb. Look of their it's, face. It's
yeah,
so cool.
His face and his arms and all of the things. And so when I think about that, it isn't my business, other than if somebody asks me or if I'm with somebody and it was an issue, then I would certainly want to be involved. But to think about life as we do, it's very sobering. Always has been. I've never been a fan of abortion, unless really, I don't know, fan is probably not the right word, but a supporter of it, unless there's something really wrong with a baby. And then, you know, I think there's a lot of heart strings that get pulled in that circumstance. But there are ways of helping yourself if you don't want the baby. Anyway, 21 after the hour, we continue.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now on the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Certainly one of the things that's important is what's going on with social media. You hear hosts all the time referring to their Twitter account and their Facebook account, their Instagram account. And thus we, as a service to our listeners, provide them the opportunity, as most other good News Talk programs do, to comment. Oftentimes these comments are more concise and more adaptable to the conversation than having somebody on the phone wander off into oblivion for the call. That's why I don't really much take calls anymore in the programs that I do, because, frankly, the callers don't represent the listeners as they used to, and so we turn our attention to social media. And there's a question this week asking our listeners what they remember about September 11th. So, Jay, what kind of comments do we get?
Barbara Roberts says she remembers she was sitting at her desk about to go to a meeting and reading about it on the internet, and she couldn't open any videos, so she was seeing the pictures. And the plant she worked at had purchased a TV and satellite, so they pretty much spent the rest of the day and most of the rest of the week watching the rescue and the aftermath of everything.
Yeah, yeah. I think there are a lot of people in that same position. Okay, who else is commenting here?
Dan Myers was at work when a coworker told him about the first plane, and then they were all listening to the radio when the other planes hit.
It was one of the most marvelous days for radio. Radio did a fabulous job across the board, I think, in being there and capturing the good hosts who have great minds and are able to paint pictures with words. It was really very compelling.
Well, there were a lot of people that had to stay on the radio because other people that couldn't get in to do the shows. Yeah.
Yeah, I stayed on for another, I think, 3 or 4 hours that day. Okay, so what else have we got here?
Diane Roberts was taking her children to school when she heard the news. Lori Beck was in a classroom teaching first graders when another teacher walked in through the school building and started telling all of the other teachers.
Mm-hmm. I had stopped teaching. I just think about what children, the fear that went, that was kind of how I felt about it when I was talking to children, and my own children were grown up by then, but what, you know, youngsters who don't, let's say my grandson's age, he's now 6, how in the world would they deal with this? Would they even understand it, frankly?
Yeah, I do wonder what, like, elementary school teachers, what those schools were doing if they did pull in radios or TVs. I was in high school at the time on senior pass, so I was at home when I saw the second plane hit. And I actually missed the next couple periods before I went back to class, but everybody had, all the teachers, pretty much classes were canceled. Everyone had TVs or radios in their classes, and the rest of us were listening to it. But we were high schoolers, so that would be curious to find out what elementary schools were doing at that time. This is another one. Jerry Roeder was at a United Way function, and they were hosting they were hosting at his workplace. Everyone was sharing the news and just in a total state of shock. But Jay Martin, his wife was at the UN building in New York City, and obviously he was very concerned for her safety, and it took 2 days for him to get in touch with her.
Bunga bunga. All right.
It's probably the longest 2 days of Jay's life.
We asked a question about Trump in a boxing match with Biden. This is ridiculous. Where did this come from?
This came from Trump. He was asked.
Trump
he was asked who.
He's never seen the inside of a gym in his life, and it's hilarious that people think he would beat Biden in a boxing match.
Well, apparently our listeners think that he would, right?
Well, yeah, Trump was asked at the presser before the Holyfield-Belfort fight that's coming up tomorrow who he would want to face off against in a hypothetical fight. And Trump said his easiest fight would be Joe Biden. He thinks that Joe would go down very, very quickly. He thinks he would totally knock him out.
Yeah.
And so we asked the DJV show social media, and it was by unanimous decision. Everyone said Trump would take Biden in that fight. They would put money on Trump for it.
Okay. All right. Well, listen. If you want to use that as a myth, it's an interesting way to get a smile on your face, I think, as much as anything else, or to get a chuckle out of people in their imagination. So with that note, or on that note, we move on in the next half hour with a lot of focus on vaccine mandates. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets, made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. The Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well, machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with former homeless pets.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
Fentanyl poisoning is a growing problem in our community, but we can help do something about it. Join us September 18th at 1 p.m. at the Riverfront Park Amphitheater for the Decennium Giving Circle to celebrate a beautiful heart taken from our community entirely too soon. The concert is free, but there will be a raffle with prizes donated by local businesses and artists. So come on down, because we can all make a difference.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, as I kind of shepherd the ladies of the DJV program through discussions of the stories that have been metered by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the top 10 items. They do their research every week, listening to all the talk radio stations around the country, the hosts, and sort of, honey, you put this into a big kettle and and cook it up, the talk radio stew, if you will. And I think people are stewing, ladies. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner here with me as usual. So the administration is extending the vaccine mandate. And so a lot of Americans are going to be affected by this who don't necessarily want to get the shots. And if they don't get it, they will have to have tests every week. So this is good business
for the folks that are making the vaccines and good business for the people who have these tests. I think it's risky business for him. The number two story this week on the story list from Talkers is his approval rating. I can't think that this is going to go anywhere but in a bucket for him. I think this is a pretty damned outrageous
But what's mandate. The difference, though? Because federal employees are already mandated. You have to be vaccinated. In New York City, you can't go into a restaurant unless you're vaccinated. So what's new here other than it's still the option of being tested every week if
you
don't want to get
the
shot.
Not if you work for the government, though. There's a difference. So
well, the government is different.
If you work for the federal government, and a lot of people do, then you can't test. You can't have the option to test. You just have to be vaccinated or you'll lose your job. That's number one. That's one of the differences. Number two is that he's now trying to extend this, and I don't see how it's going to fly. I think people are so outraged by this. Dictator Biden has already been trending
on Twitter.
I do, too.
I've heard that.
So companies that are over 100 deep are going to have to either get all of their employees vaccinated or there'll be some kind of testing provision.
There's a lot of stuff. People are talking about McCarthyism.
Yeah, but one thing, though, that I don't understand that this is like, you know, this is catnip for everybody on the right, and midterm elections.
But I'm not there, Victoria.
But let me finish what I'm saying. I understand that. But the problem, the thing that people aren't talking about is that companies are already doing this on their own. There are a lot of companies that already have this exact same place. So that's what I'm saying. There's nothing really that's new and shocking.
When you have the sitting president say, I don't care about freedom. This isn't about freedom. I mean, this is the president who is supposed to be, like, sitting over our United States on a time, especially at this time, when we're celebrating our freedom and all the people that we lost on 9/11 and in the subsequent wars that followed that, all because they were fighting for freedom. And now you have a guy who's taking that away. If companies want to test or if they want to vaccinate, fantastic. But it is not the federal government's job to get involved with private businesses. It's not. And it's very frustrating. They're not prioritizing freedom anymore. And if we don't do that, we are not the country that we were founded on. We are going to become.
I get that. I see both sides to this. I totally get that. And I don't think legally this is going to really hold. But the question, though, that the much larger question that people really need to step back and address is how else do we end this pandemic? This will go on forever.
It's never going to end. That's the answer. It's never going to end. Look at every year. People
we have 150,000 cases a day. That's
that'll
crazy.
End.
It's never going to end.
The spike is already gone. It's on the lower side now.
And
you're going
to have to focus on therapeutics. I mean, we're going to have to focus on how to live with this because it's not going away.
Okay, let me just, Jay, you had something in there. I want you to, you need to finish what you were saying, then I'm going to. Sort of wrap myself around.
No, I was just saying I agree with Jen. The government needs to stay out of this. If businesses want to mandate it, that's up to them because it's up to employees whether they want to work there or not. The government needs to stay out of this, but also nobody should be telling other people what they need to do with their bodies.
This is a slippery slope. And if the Democrats...
The same people fighting this are the ones who love the abortion six-week thing
exactly.
in Texas.
Well,
and vice versa. And, Doug, I want you to finish. But, you know, my body, my choice is what I've been hearing a lot of until it comes to vaccines. And, you know, don't think the irony was lost on anybody when the Attorney General sues Texas for using their state rights to implement a law and in the next breath says, but you have to get a vaccine or you're not going to be able to work, you're not
going
to be able to go anywhere.
Right, both are going to be ruled unconstitutional. So
yeah,
I think that we're looking at the same thing here. But yeah,
Victoria, there's an emotional plus a kind of a reality quotient here to all of this, and it does it smacks of something that I don't want America to stand for, frankly. At least me, people that are my age, maybe. I look upon it differently than folks that are your age. There's always an age difference in lots of opinions and how people feel about stuff. I'm very, very pro-vaccine. You know that. You've heard me talk about this from the very beginning. I'm not for the willy-nilly vaccinations that go on, but I think there are some that are necessary. And I think in this case, the masks and the vaccines have helped. I'm convinced pretty much beyond a shadow of a doubt that when you're wearing a mask and you've had the shots, you're not hurting other people and you're not going to get hurt yourself. Okay.
Right.
So having said that, we live in a society of a lot of different cultures, cultural backgrounds. We also have a lot of different political points of view, different educational points of view. I don't happen to think that the best point of view is that you don't have a shot. I think you get a shot. And, you know, whether I'm going to get the third shot. I actually was talking to Ken Kronhaus, who's the doctor associated with the DGV health program. He had his third shot, and it wasn't the Delta shot. It was just a booster. They don't give you as much as they did in the first and the second one. But as he is a medical professional on the front line, on the eighth, the day that it was the 8th month anniversary, he got called by the hospital to come in. All the doctors who had privileges at this hospital had to come into the hospital that day to get their shots. So he did. And as a result of that, I thought to myself, okay, because I'd been back and forth. And this is where the confusion comes in. Actually, when you're talking about the vaccine, what do? The government has screwed this up to a fairly well in terms of information, or whoever it is that you listen to, that supposedly is an expert. There's one bit of information one day, and the next there's something else. So what I was thinking, and I said this on the air, I'm going to have a third shot as soon as I get one. And I figured out how to get one. And then Ken said, well, maybe you should hold off a little bit because they're mixing a new batch that will deal with Delta and Lambda and whatever else comes along. And said, okay, all right. So I decided not to do it right away. I'd wait until the end of the month when supposedly this stuff's going to be available. Then he says to me the next day, well, I'm going to get my shot. And I said, well, you told me the day before yesterday not to get the third shot. He says, well, now we're thinking that it makes sense to have it because especially Pfizer doesn't have the starch that the Moderna. If you've got two Moderna shots, you're probably better off in terms of protecting yourself than if you had two Pfizer shots. I'm not happy that I didn't. We all have pretty much had the Pfizer here. But anyway, the point is,
this thing about Biden is not about the vaccine. It has nothing to do with
no,
the
no.
Vaccine.
But I'm going on from
it's
that.
About it's about I know, but it's about governmental control, and we all know that tides turn in politics. And I just want everybody out there who thinks that what happened this week with Biden is a good thing to ask when someone else is in control, Ron DeSantis or Donald Trump or someone else that is positioned as evil on the other side of the political aisle.
The hypocrisy is amazing.
Do you want them to be telling you what to put in your body? Do you want them to be doing the same thing? Because I think, really, this is where consistency matters. Less government out of our house.
So why aren't immigrants required? Why aren't government,
exactly.
Why aren't post office employees required?
Exactly. Well, they're federal. Aren't they federal employees?
So,
they're exempt. People coming into this country are not going to be automatically vaccinated. Migrants won't be. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you care at all about racism and race issues, you should be dead set against this because there are only 30% of Black Americans who are vaccinated. They are going to be kicked out of their jobs with the federal government. They are not going to be allowed into restaurants. They're not going to be able to send their kids to school. And you tell me how that looks.
The practical side of this is
the country of inclusivity.
If this thing doesn't get straightened out, if the Democrats don't figure out how to straighten this out, they're going to get their heads handed to them next year in the election, because this kind of stuff is what election, you know.
Well, more
it's great
so than
talk
that,
radio
though, but like a lot of women and, you know, men who are also pro-choice, but a lot of women who are pro-choice, and as we know, you know, abortion's been in the news because of Texas and Oklahoma and things like that. But, you know, it's kind of like we're all sitting back over here going, oh, so now the rest of the country is getting a little bit of a taste of what it's like to be a pro-choice woman, where the government is telling you what you must do and must not do with your own body.
Well,
and
I think there are a lot
I don't know if people are just too stupid to get that, but like the irony here, it's like, okay, how does anyone not see what's going on?
I see, and on my side of the aisle, I think the irony is just as big. I cannot imagine how people can shout, my body, my choice, and then say, but Joe Biden gets to decide what vaccine goes in me. No, both of those positions are definitely not consistent.
They've hurt themselves.
But I think you also have to consider that, you know, it depends, again, where you think life is if we make taking a life legal. And, I mean, that's really where the argument gets emotional for a lot of people.
All right, so now
it's part of it.
What I just said about Pfizer and they're developing a booster shot, apparently Moderna is as well. So the acknowledgement here is that this is going to be – to answer, I think, the question that Jennifer had or Victoria had, this is going to be a seasonal thing just like the flu.
Yeah,
and, in fact, what Ken said is it's going to be the flu vaccine that you get every year if you choose to get one, will have this variant along with whatever else they expect to be the flu problem of the year. That'll be
It'll be the combo shot. That's what Moderna's working on right now. Yeah,
right, exactly.
Which makes sense, and that's wonderful.
Yeah, it does.
And that will help maybe next spring. You know, I'm not sure when that will be ready. Those things take time. But in the meantime, yeah, I've never been in favor of a vaccine mandate. I've never once said that, and I don't believe in that. But at the same time, if people aren't getting the shots, how else are we really going to get
over
this
hump? That's a good
question,
and that's an excellent question. I think that there's no answer to it at the moment, because this is not the answer. But what is the answer is the question, and I think you ask it well. 45 after the hour. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the official list, if you will, for the week of September 6th to the 10th. Story lists from Talkers Magazine. Number 10, the kickoff of the football season. Number 9, our relationship strained with China. Number 8, voter registration and a focus on the primary. Well, there are primary elections all around the country, but the recall in California is big. Number 7, the investigation of Trump in January 6th. Number 6, the hurricane season and weather. Number 5, discussion about that Texas abortion law in the Supreme Court. Number 4, the anniversary of September 11th. Afghanistan is 3. Biden's approval ratings and the mandate discussion is number 2. And COVID, vaccines, masks, that sort of thing. That's the list this week from Talkers Magazine.
Oral pain due to sensitive gums, canker sores, dry sockets, or a nagging toothache can be unbearable. It can strike at any time, but seeing a dentist can take days or even weeks. While over-the-counter products may provide relief, they're often unsatisfactory and can be harmful. There is a safe and effective option for the relief of mouth pain. Orca Pain Relief Putty, created by Dr. Craig Schmidtke, safely and effectively manages mouth pain. The benefits of Orca Pain Relief Putty include naturally derived ingredients, such as essential oils, aloe vera, and plant extracts. The putty is easy to use and stays in place. Simply scoop out a pea-sized amount, form it into a ball, and apply it directly to the painful area of the teeth or gums. In a clinical study of 201 adults who reported oral pain, after using Orca, patients stated their average pain scores dropped from 7.5 to less than 1 on a scale of 1 to 10. For more information, visit nomoretoothache.com.
Halitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off. The people list from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here with the top 10 people. All of this is ancillary and related to the stories for sure. At number 10, Kellyanne Conway, who has left the building. At number 9, a tie between Larry Elder and Gavin Newsom, California rewind, if you will. I have the slightest idea why Kamala Harris is number 8, but we keep moving here. Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema, number 7, tied for that position. Janet Yellen is 6. Donald Trump is 5. Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, 4. Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, 3. I think you're seeing with those two what the 2024 election campaign is going to look like for the Republicans. These two guys are going to be on the top of the list. Tony Fauci, not Trump. I don't think Trump's going to even be a player by then. That's my own feeling. Fauci is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. That's the people list, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. All right, we have a couple of more quickie visits here. One of the things I just wanted to mention with regard to COVID and the mandate, if you take a student loan, you're going to have a shot. If you're going to buy government-supported housing, you're going to have to take a shot. That's really that's kind of over the top, frankly.
The only shot I'm taking is tequila.
There you go. All right, Stan, you may be drinking a lot. The situation in California, I want to touch this for a minute, Jennifer. Larry Elder versus Gavin Newsom, and this is the weekend before that election on Tuesday. Where is it? What's going on in the last few hours here?
Well, the polling indicates that Gavin's doing a lot better and that it was really close within the error, the margin of error, but now looks like he's up about 8 points in the poll.
So did Larry jumping in cause that, basically, because they used him as a lightning rod?
Some people say that. Other people think that it actually tightened up because he did jump in the race. So it really depends on what you're looking at. But I think what you do is you have to watch Gavin Newsom. I don't know about the polls so much because the polls have been all over the place. But you watch him, and he's been name-checking Larry Elder a lot. I don't think he would do that if he wasn't worried about him. And he's been bringing the big guns to town. Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, Kamala Harris was in town this week. Joe Biden will be here the day before election day.
I'm from Massachusetts. Elizabeth Warren is a lot bigger shot out in California than she is in Massachusetts.
Exactly right. And I'll tell you what, they made it all about a Senate seat. And this is, well, I think they're missing the boat. They're missing the boat because it's about California. It's not about the Senate seat, but yet they're making it about the potential of Dianne Feinstein going down and someone else appointing someone to fill her position.
Yeah, that shows you the real, the true colors, if you will, of these people. They're not interested
in state
residents. That
would happen on the right, though, Doug.
Yeah, of course it would. The politicians are more interested in themselves than they are in helping the people that they're supposed to be serving.
Right.
And that's what's so outrageous about this. All right, ladies, thank you. Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner here with Doug Steffen on the DJV Overview. What's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There is no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
A federal judge in Texas blocked a mandate requiring medical facilities to provide gender transition procedures to everyone, including minors. Folks, this mandate violates the Religious Freedom Restoration Act by attacking the right to the free exercise of religion.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 53 after the hour now. It's time for us to review the top five items from the world of technology this week. Thanks for the research done by Victoria Keelan. And she lends her fabulous voice to these stories as well in her mind. So we're all queued up here from number five to number one. Number five finds us focusing on Kim Kardashian. Why?
Yeah, I know, right? You don't normally expect to hear Kim Kardashian's name in a tech report. However, she was definitely the target this week of some criticism for promoting an untested cryptocurrency on Instagram. And this is according to the head of the UK's Financial Conduct Authority, the FCA. Charles Randall said Ms. Kardashian has asked her 250 million followers to speculate on crypto tokens by promoting an advertisement for Ethereum Max. He called it a speculative digital token, which was created a month before by unknown developers. And he then accused Kim Kardashian and other influencers of fueling the delusions of quick riches. So she has not taken down the ad. This is something that, you know, it's been international criticism. And but the FCA essentially said that they don't know necessarily that it's a scam that she's promoting, but it's just the idea of promoting crypto on Instagram to 250 million people. That's kind of where they step in and have issues with it. She's gotten criticism on this side of the pond as well, but at this point we're also used to influencers peddling things that if someone wants to buy into Ethereum Max because Kim Kardashian tells you to, okay, I guess buyer beware, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. Take your hands out of your pocket. Number four is a focus on General Motors and what's happened to their production lines.
This was a pretty crushing blow to GM this week. So General Motors, which is the parent company of Chevrolet, GMC, Cadillac, and Buick, said that they are temporarily halting production at six of their North American factories as a result of the global chip shortage that we've been talking about so much. So the U.S.-based plants that will be affected, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Wentzville, Missouri, Spring Hill, Tennessee, and Lansing, Michigan, four other factories in Mexico and Canada will also go dark for several weeks as GM tries to shore up its supply of chips. In the halt of this production, this will affect GM's most profitable vehicles, which is also a problem. This is going to the Chevy Silverado, the Cheyenne, the Traverse, the Equinox, and Express, GMC's Acadia, Sierra, Savannah, Terrain, and Canyon, and then the Buick Enclave and the Cadillac XT5 and 6. So these are all the highest end that GMC makes, or that GM makes. So this is a big problem for them, and hopefully they'll be able to get back online soon.
Number three, as we head toward number one in the countdown of the top topics from the world of technology this week, is a focus on the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission.
Yeah, so this affects a lot of renters out there. The FCC wants to learn whether deals between landlords and internet service providers raises prices for apartment dwellers. And this is part of the Biden administration's push on increasing competition in the economy. Despite cities having more competition among broadband providers, those in apartment buildings, and I am in one of them as well, that can be stuck with one provider because of the arrangements that the landlord makes, they also get a kickback from these deals. So if you move into a building and they say you don't have a choice of internet service provider, it's only Verizon like it is where I live, or it's only Comcast or only whatever, you can pretty much assume that the landlord probably has a deal in place to get some revenue shares. Yeah. So that's not a good thing, but I think it's a good thing that FCC's work is looking into it.
Yep. Number two, there's a new study about the misinformation that comes from those blackguards at Facebook.
Yep, so a new peer-reviewed study this week will show that misinformation got six times as much more engagement on Facebook as actual real news. So the study looked at posts from Facebook pages of more than 2,500 news publishers between August 20th and January of 2021. Now, the interesting thing is they found that everything that's fake news gets a lot more play, right? A lot more engagement, many, 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 many more shares, things like that. But the problem, though, is that Facebook knew this and decided to skip that quarter's results, and in their quote-unquote transparency report, they decided to go to the second quarter of this year, and the number one story was about a cat. So Facebook's still not transparent.
Number one, Apple and their announcement.
Yep, so everybody twice a year looks to Apple to see what the new bells and whistles will be and new products. And this time for the fall, the biggest new announcement, the big event, will be September 14th at 10 a.m. Pacific time. We're going to get probably a new iPhone 13, which is highly anticipated, better camera, better specs. And we're also probably going to get an Apple Watch Series 7. And so that event will be live streamed. Everyone will be able to watch it in real time.
All right, there it is. Top technology stories of the week, courtesy of the DJV folks at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities. I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.
I just love him. I love you, honey.
Me too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. Hurricane Ida deals a new blow to Louisiana schools that are struggling to reopen.
Students were just getting back to class after a year and a half of COVID disruptions when Ida struck. Now, many of them are missing school again. Nearly 170,000 public school students statewide have no school to report to. Top administrators promise classrooms will reopen in a matter of weeks, but that's not enough to keep many parents and educators from worrying about whether kids may fall behind. The situation draws comparisons to Hurricane Katrina. That led to educational losses for hundreds of thousands of students. I'm Julie Walker.
Tropical Storm Nicholas is expected to strengthen as it heads for the Gulf Coast. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center say coastal areas of Texas, Mexico, and Louisiana could see heavy rain and floods. Tropical storm warnings have been issued for coastal Texas. Up to 10 inches of rain expected across portions of the Lone Star State along southwest Louisiana into midweek. An explosion rocked an apartment building in suburban Atlanta today, causing the three-story complex to partially collapse, leaving four people with minor injuries. The cause of the explosion was unknown, but authorities say a local utility had received a call from a resident about a strong odor of gas shortly before the midday blast. Residents were told tomorrow was the earliest they might be able to return to their homes. The average price of regular gas went up 2 cents over the past 2 weeks, $3.25 a gallon.
The low in our sample was Houston at $2.74 for regular, and the high was San Francisco at $4.48. Between those are Indianapolis at $3.12, Long Island at $3.23, and Seattle at $4.01.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Months after he was presumed dead, al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri has appeared in a new video marking the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks.
In the video, al-Zawahiri praised al-Qaeda attacks, including one that targeted Russian troops in Syria. Site, an intelligence group that monitors jihadist websites, says al-Zawahiri also notes the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. The intelligence group added that his comments do not necessarily mean that this is a recent recording, as the withdrawal agreement was signed in February 2020. Rumors have spread since late 2020 that al-Zawahiri had died from illness. Since then, no video or proof of life surfaced until now. I'm Karen Chamas.
Iran agreed today to allow international inspectors to install new memory cards into surveillance cameras at its sensitive nuclear sites and continue filming there, potentially averting a diplomatic showdown this week. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Daniil Medvedev prevents history to be made at the U.S. Open.
The Grand Slam dream of Novak Djokovic has turned to a nightmare after a straight sets loss in the U.S. Open men's final. A lackluster Djokovic struggled from the very first game against the second seed Daniil Medvedev and saw his hopes of a record 21st major win and a calendar year slam taken away as the Russian powered to a 6-4, 6-4, 6-4 victory that took 2 hours and 15 minutes. The wear and tear of one five-setter and four four-set matches on the way to the final obviously took its toll on the 34-year-old Serb. It was Medvedev's first major win. I'm Graham Agars.
David Toms beat Dickie Pride with a par on the first playoff hole to capture the PGA Tour Champions inaugural Ascension Charity Classic. The 54-year-old Toms scrambled for par on the 18th in regulation after driving left into a fairway bunker. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today's review is Michelef Grande Bold, a classic Maduro stick with a rich, dark, oily Ecuadorian broadleaf wrapper surrounding Nicaragua's best tobacco. Full-bodied and full flavor, your palate will delight with hints of dark chocolate, nuts, and cedar. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
historicals.com for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for the official Talk Radio Countdown Show, an hour spent with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen to review the charts from Talkers Magazine. It happens to be this week. Is the week of September 6th through the 10th, the day before, or the weekend of, if you will, the 20th anniversary of what happened September 11th, 2001. And that has made it into the countdown, as you would expect, a lot of people talking about that. But other things, as the week ended, the Biden administration mandated a... man, you talk about sticking your foot in it. It really has created a hubbub of conversation, which Michael will cover thoroughly, I'm sure, as we go through the list of the stories and the people that are, according to Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. These are the things that are most on people's minds who are engaging, either listening to or in some way commenting on social media or on-air calls, that sort of thing. So, Michael, you want to bring us through the stories that you've researched and the people, please?
Certainly will. It has been a hell of a week.
A hell of a week.
Yeah, I mean, definitely among crazy hell of a weeks, we have a big one here. At number 10, the NFL season kicked off on Thursday night, and that lets us know for sure fall is here. And a lot of
Tom Brady won, didn't he?
Yeah, he did win. He won in Tom Brady fashion as well. He won in the last 2 minutes of the game. And he brought them within field goal range, and they won by something like
so. Let me, before we go on, you as a big Patriots fan, What do you think a year after the move to get rid of... there are conflicting stories here. I hear that Belichick was told by Kraft they don't want to pay him any more than $30 million or whatever it is, even though Kraft said that he was like a son to him, so much for that. And then there were those who said Brady wanted to leave. He'd tired of being in New England, and he wanted to go play somewhere else. So which do you think it is?
He didn't tire being in New England. He tired of not having his opinions taken seriously. And a number of other things where people can get on each other's nerves. When you think about Belichick, Brady, and Kraft, what a trio, what a success story. But yeah, they got on each other's nerves. Uh-huh. And also he's 44 years old, and the Patriots have a system by which they get rid of you before your talent dies. In other words, they get rid of players when the players still seem viable. This has been going on forever. And that's what happened with Brady. Brady still has a lot of rubber on his tires, and he's still going. He's still going strong, and you gotta hand it to him. For New England fans, it's kind of sad, but
Brady smart enough, Michael, to quit while he's here? Remember, Johnny Carson said when he decided to get out of the Tonight Show, "I'm going out while I'm on top." So is Brady smart? I said no.
I don't think so. That's my own opinion. I mean, I can't get into his head. He's a pretty smart fellow, and he runs his career really brilliantly. Mm-hmm. And he knows what to say and what not to say. He's a little bit looser now that he's not under Belichick's watchful eye. But, I think Brady will fall victim to playing one bridge too far, one season too many, and that'll be it. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, on the other hand, you can't blame him. The only thing about guys in football or boxers going further than their years would indicate is safe or substantial is that football's dangerous. Every time a football player goes out on the field, they're risking their life, literally. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why Brady at this point wants to subject himself to that type of risk.
There are probably 30 million annual reasons for that. I'll take that.
Doesn't he have enough?
What's enough? That's a good question. That's a great talk radio question. When do you have enough? What's enough? What is it?
What I understand, Doug, is that among the very, very, very wealthy, it becomes an addiction. That the accumulation of money becomes a psychological addiction. And that's what drives a lot of these people to work as hard as they do and to be as aggressive as they are, when in fact to... the average middle-class person who makes a living, hey, I'll go on vacation. I'll write that novel. I'll tend to my garden. They are addicted to making money, and it's never enough. Yeah. And it comes from, I guess, a deep-seated fear of losing the money. So it's a whole psychological thing. It is fascinating.
Fear-based
Should I
thinking.
Go forward?
Please.
Chart? Okay, yes. Number nine, we have U.S.-China relations and the removal of Trump appointees, which is a little brouhaha that really doesn't amount to much. Number eight, we have voter registration, race relations, immigration reform, and the California recall, all lumped in at number eight.
What you said was very pithy about the removal of the Trump appointees. The Trumpsters did the same. These political hacks... do the same. Why it causes any concern? Only because the right-wing guys on the radio are trying to make a point, and they're using this as fodder, where there is so much more that they can use as points. It's kind of a wasted motion. That's my observation.
Well, it comes from the desperation to always have red meat to feed to your base. Yeah, look at what they did. They fired Kellyanne Conway. Like she has any value whatsoever
exactly.
to the Biden administration.
None.
All the way back to Andrew Jackson, it has been common practice to enjoy the spoils of victory. When you win, you get to appoint people.
Yeah, exactly. All right, excuse me. Go ahead. Back to
number eight, we have voter registration, race relations, and immigration reform, as I said, tied with the recall. At number seven, we have January 6th investigation tied with Trump's election fraud claims. He keeps just, putting fuel to that fire. At number six, climate change tied with wildfires and hurricanes. The Texas abortion laws at number five, and that's going to bring, Roe v. Wade back into the conversation for months or years to come. At number four, the 20th anniversary of 9/11, and even though it happened outside the week of this particular survey, this is, you know, up until the 10th, it was the fourth most talked about topic. And as we head into this weekend,
appropriately
course,
so.
It's very big. Yeah. Afghanistan at number three and all that that entails. Number two, Biden's approval ratings or lack of approval ratings and the economy are at number two. Number one, COVID-19 roaring back into the top spot. Vaccines, masks, schools, mandates. The president's speech this past Thursday night added fuel to that fire conversation. Tell me when you want to do the people.
How you doing now?
Okay, here we go. Kellyanne Conway and Sean Spicer at number 10. Gavin Newsom and Larry Elder at 9. Kamala Harris at number 8. Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema. Sounds like a movie theater.
Yes.
Playing on screen number 3 at Kristen Sinema. Number 7, that wasn't funny. At number 5, number 6, Janet Yellen. Donald Trump is at 5. Greg Abbott at number 4. Ron DeSantis at 3. Fauci's at 2. And Biden's at 1. And there you go, a snapshot of a crazy week.
So when we get back, I want to talk about some of the talk radio realities when it comes to the mask, the mandate. This is early on, and that this is going to be next week, the mandate that came out during the Thursday night, I don't know if you call it a press conference or just address to the nation.
It was an address to the nation.
It's so frustrating because you want to see everybody do well. It's in the best interest of the country if the leaders do well. And both these last, both Trump and Biden, don't seem to be able to get away from themselves.
Yeah,
and,
they want
or
they
do they
want
have
the
no advisors?
Poorly.
I mean, Trump didn't listen to anybody, and it's kind of feeling like Biden isn't listening to anybody either. Or if he is, if people are telling him to do this kind of stupid stuff, they deserve to lose when it comes to the next election because the public is not going for this one bit. All right, we'll pause and continue on. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen with what I would consider to be a bit of advice, a word of advice for those of you who are on the weight worry bandwagon and you're trying to figure out what do you do. There are all kinds of programs that you can get on. You can go to exercise. All that stuff is good, and it will probably get you some results. But will the results last? That's the question. The answer is, 9 times out of 10, they don't. So how do you ensure that you keep the weight off that you've worked hard to lose? And my suggestion to you, my strong suggestion to you, is that you use Calitrin, a natural weight loss formula that doesn't have anything that's abnormal or noxious in it. It's all natural. That's Calitrin works because it defines in your body what your body needs to stay in shape. That's basically what it is. All natural aloe vera and the various other proteins and minerals, if you will, that are in there. The formula goes back 24 years, and it has served millions of people. So why not you? I guess that's the question. Look online at toploss.com for the daily deals. The program you're listening to brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one way to lose weight and to keep it off. Simple, non-toxic way, keep off the weight. Just check out toploss.com. Check out, when you are checking out, use the DJV code for the BOGO deals. Buy one, get one free, and free shipping. That's toploss.com. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploss.com.
Yep. Use the DJB code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I'm essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that will have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well, machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com, the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you spend $85 on ink or $200 on toner. Explore what's new at your local Staples or StaplesConnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4 in-store only. Visit StaplesConnect.com/store bonus for details. Ends 9/11.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, Radio Ranch, the charts for the week of September 6th to the 10th, the focus of our discussion with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Every week, he and his staff are surveying the stations and the hosts around the country, come up with this list of the top 10. And so we move back into that focus. I had said something that wasn't, I don't remember, sometimes I don't remember whether I say things on the air or off the air when you're having conversation. You know, it just is. It's oftentimes just a continuation of the conversation. Michael and I are friends. We've been talking weekly, if not more regularly, for decades. And so it just becomes, okay, we just keep talking. And so
well,
I don't want to.
Conversation was off the air.
It was off the air. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go back to the one thing that I think is a very interesting ancillary effect of what's going on with number one. That is the COVID reality and what's the public thinking and doing. For this summer, travel was great. People wanted to go places. They rented RVs. They bought new cars if they could find them. They got onto airplanes and they flew here, there, and everywhere. And so now the airlines are saying that their businesses have taken a hit from the surge of COVID-19. Both American and Delta, actually United and Southwest said the same thing. JetBlue, filing their quarterly report, say that the variant has hurt their businesses. So the good news for travelers is that the prices of tickets will go down between now and the end of the year. And then, you know, it'll go back up. It fluctuates according to whatever's in the popular mode. The problem is cost of fuel is going up as the cost of lots of other things are going up. So where's the happy medium here? Holiday travel probably will hold, I'm guessing, from Thanksgiving to Christmas. But between now and then, it's probably going to be kind of soft. It's just one more impact of this COVID thing. But, Michael, what I would this is yet to be determined probably. What is going to be the outcome of these mandates that we have mentioned a couple of times taking place with the president's address on Thursday night? It just is. It's so confusing, irritating at best. I happen to think we ought to get vaccines. I think people ought to be vaccinated. But I sure as heck don't think that this was the way to go about it. He looked foolish. What do you think?
I don't know how it's going to play out. It's too politicized to me. This could be a big nothing issue. It could be the way we handled polio. It could be the way we handled turning lights out.
Well, we didn't mandate that everybody have polio shots. People just educated themselves and got it.
Yeah, but there was no major politically inspired move toward people not getting it.
Hmm.
It wasn't questioned.
Okay, that's a good observation. Yeah,
you know what I mean. It was public safety. It was we had confidence in the basic thrust of these movements. And now any little variation, deviation, problem, glitch is blown up in the media that caters to political interests as, see, it's dangerous, it's a conspiracy. And that's taken such root, amplified by social media, that We're in a point where we can't get our act together in terms of coming together for something that is ultimately for the public safety. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's just tragic.
Used to be referred to as the public good and necessity. So
yeah.
What do you
yeah.
make? Howard Stern made a lot of noise this week. Last spring, he made a lot of noise when he said, I'm not working for the summer. So those of you who have spent $19 a month to listen to me, too bad, it's going to be repeats. Okay, so that was this summer. Now he comes back on the air. He attacks the three guys that died, Farrell and
Bernier and
Valentine and Bernier, and then basically says to the listeners, if you don't get shots, F you. So here we are. He can do that because he's on Sirius. He's not on terrestrial radio.
Yeah, it's what he does, too.
It's the message.
Stern's being Stern.
Yeah,
being Stern.
That's pretty much all it is then, right?
Yeah, he says things other people think but don't say.
Right.
And every once in a while he connects with one in terms of getting PR.
Yeah, right. So anyway, but he did. It was an interesting overview, if you will, on the anti-vaxxers. Just one of many conversations which we're talking about here on the Countdown at 28 after the hour.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlique works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Halitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploss.com.
Yep. Use the DJB code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to Toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Professionals from all over the world have been working remotely, and the hardest part is finding a great place to focus and get the job done. Drop-in Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East offers modern and clean workspaces, call booths, conference rooms, and secure fast Wi-Fi. Drop-in's pricing is pay-as-you-go, with bundles of hours as low as $3 an hour. No contracts, no obligation. Drop-in Go Working, 155 Lake Boulevard East, next door to Starbucks and Subway across from Waterworks Park. Drop in for an hour or more and try it out. Drop-in.mobi. That's drop-in.mobi.
Talk Radio.
about 34 after the hour as we end the first full week of September. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. So September 11th, you note that as the number four story this week, the trauma, the accomplishments, the things that we have that we've done in the name of our country. I think there's nothing more sobering, and I don't like to see it, but every year on September 11th, you know, they dust off all the video of the planes crashing into the buildings. I remember being on the air and watching the United flight fly into the side of the building. Live. And then, you know, you think about what has happened in our country, the immediate aftermath of this, and then, you know, the years of guessing and second guessing and whether Dick Cheney put dynamite at the bottom of the buildings. All right, the stuff.
He was there the night before.
Yeah, sticking the dynamite. That kind of stuff. But the way we reacted to it was so positive and so strong, and yet we lost it, Michael. How did we lose it? Why do we not have that same unity, that spirit that we had after the tragedy? Why didn't that stick?
Mismanagement and politics for the sake of power, as opposed to, you know, some type of enlightened politics. That's the problem. It really is a shame that we left Afghanistan under the conditions that we did.
Yep.
A week before the 20th anniversary of 9/11, you got to remember that 9/11 was what triggered the Afghanistan war.
Yep.
And we went there to root out and get even with and get revenge and justice upon those that attacked us.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the whole brouhaha and murkiness of why'd we go into Iraq? What was that about?
Yep.
It was almost as if George W. Bush took advantage of the opportunity. Let's go for Iraq, too.
Yeah.
But Afghanistan was a whole different kettle of fish. And, you know, a case could be made that we were successful there, that we cut the number of deaths, we reduced our troops, we kept Afghanistan stable, we rooted out the hotbed of terrorism. What the heck did we leave so quickly? We could have stuck around a little while longer. And it shows you, you know, everybody's looking at it as we lost the war. Well, it's a self-imposed loss. We actually... obviously, we're keeping the Taliban at bay, as evidenced by look at how they took over instantly and the government fell when we left.
Bingo.
We must have been doing something right.
Hard to know what's right and what's wrong with the lack of facts and the conjecture that comes from all of this stuff. We're feeding, it's like we're eating our young, in a manner of speaking. And I guess I was, in my imagination... I was wondering if talk radio had been around, let's say, at the end of the Civil War, what would the conversation have been like? Think
similar.
About how, yeah.
Well, it was the same issues.
What came out of the Civil War into the, you know, really you can argue that with the end of the Civil War, all of that energy sowed the seeds of the Industrial Revolution that started within 10, 12 years of the end of the war.
Not to mention the abolition of slavery. Come on.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, that's a big deal.
And then you think about, maybe you go back to what it would have been like. I mean, we didn't really have talk radio until the 60s. So after World War II, I think talk radio came into its own with Martin Luther King and the Civil Rights Movement, in my estimation. I think that was the electricity, if you will, that coagulated people and that conversation began. Although, you know, we'll talk a little bit about this interview that you did with me this week on the Michael Harrison interview, and we talk about the old days of talk radio when the host used to actually put a phone up to their ear and they would tell the audience what the person on the phone was saying, because the technology didn't exist to have the voice on the air.
Mm-hmm. And then they had that 7-second delay, and somebody invented it by having two tape recorders.
Right.
Two rooms apart. It was long tape loop. The playback, you know, goes on the air 7 seconds, 10 seconds after, because, you know, in those days, oh, heaven forbid, somebody says a dirty word on the air or something.
Yeah. Did you?
No.
I always say that when I slip every once in a while, I say to whoever's in the studio, did you get that? Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Well, especially on a syndicated show when there's a whole bunch of stations out there also that should be keeping a watchful ear.
Let's go back to what you said about George Bush and going into Iraq. Interesting that his approval rating was like negative numbers before September in the
yeah, he went attack. Up to about 85% approval. And he was riding very high for a few days.
Right, a few days. And then after...
I mean that figuratively. I don't remember how long, but it wasn't a long period.
No. And then going after Saddam Hussein in Iraq didn't do him any... People right away...
They lied to us. That was a lie. That's
complete lie.
Some people say it was a breakdown in intelligence. Give me a break.
Nah, baloney. No, it wasn't.
Colin Powell, one of the most beloved generals, one of the most beloved and trusted figures, stood in front of the world at the UN and tried to prove a case that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, when in fact everybody in the know knew that Saddam Hussein was huffing and puffing to keep Iran at bay, to keep the terrorists at bay. He was our ally. When he went into Kuwait, he thought the U.S. would look the other way, but George H.W. Bush said, no, don't do that. New World Order. And he went after Saddam Hussein. That didn't work out very well for everybody. And then George W. Bush had an axe to grind with Saddam because of the fact that they threatened his father. It was personal. The fact of the matter is that the whole thing was a bunch of BS.
Yeah. So let's, from the talk radio perspective, whether we do this or we don't do this on the air as much as we might, there is a looking in the mirror or reflective part of this medium that I think is worth spending some time on, because we're so critical of ourselves, whether it's newspapers, online, social media, magazines, television shows, radio shows. We rip ourselves apart. Now, I'm looking at some titles for books after September 11th, and it was all about how America failed. America didn't fail. Well, I suppose, depending on how you measure it, yeah. There were plenty of failings, but it wasn't a complete failure. And then I think to myself, why do we revel in the fact that why do people want to underscore what our failures are rather than our successes?
So that they could get power over the party in power that failed. What you said earlier is true. Yeah. There are huge forces in this country that root for us to fail so that they could take power and fail.
And if we don't, this has been said since I was a kid, so maybe it's not true. What's the old, was it Marx who said you'll destroy yourself from within? I'm paraphrasing something along that line, but yeah, we won't need the Chinese or the Russians to destroy us. We'll destroy ourselves. It's like eating our young. Is that true? Have other great societies done the same thing?
Every society has failed. Every empire has failed eventually.
Not
counting the ones that are out there right now. The Soviet Union failed.
Yep.
The Roman Empire failed. The Chinese empires.
Yeah.
Many. Look, China goes back thousands of years. The current government is 71 years old. Mm. The current United States government is 256 or something.
Yes.
200 and some odd years old. We're the oldest government going right now in the world. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. So it is. I'm wondering whether this focus, there are two things, the mandate with regard to the shots and what that's doing to us, and also the revival of our thoughts on September 11th is bound to, because that's, I know, our nature, to bring about more Muslim-American discord. Is that a good way of putting it, the good word, discord?
If people want to see discord between Muslims and
I think some do
branches of American population.
Yeah, it's America for
Americans.
But who are the
religion in the United States? What can I say? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't have to say anything because we're going to pause. It's 43 after the hour. Nothing better than going to bed in the comfy feeling of great sheets, and that's what you get with My Pillow. Get out of the shower, you wrap yourself in their towels, dry yourself off, jump into the bed, you got their pillows, you got the mattress topper, you have all kinds of ways from their proprietary technology to have a great night's rest. 60-day money-back guarantee on everything in the product catalog. Everything. You can go through and see the sheets and the blankets and the nighttime attire. You can get that. The slippers, kind of cool. I'm wearing them right now, as a matter of fact. So check everything out. And when you're checking out after you bought things, you'll be happy to know that there's a 30 to 65% discount attached to using the code DJV. So when you buy your towels, you buy your sheets, you buy whatever it is that you think is going to be important and meet your needs, use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a square there. Just enter the promo code DJV and enjoy the value, enjoy the guarantee. And remember, everything that they make is washable and dryable. That's it. Pretty amazing concept. My Pillow, the towel set, and all the other things. Use the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. The people list from Talkers Magazine. Doug Stephan here with the top 10 people. All of this is ancillary and related to the stories for sure. At number 10, Kellyanne Conway, who left, has left the building. At number 9, a tie between Larry Elder and Gavin Newsom, California rewind, if you will. I haven't the slightest idea why Kamala Harris is number 8, but we keep moving here. Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema, number 7, tied for that position. Janet Yellen is 6. Donald Trump is 5. Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, 4. Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, 3. I think you're seeing with those two what the 2024 election campaign is going to look like for the Republicans. These two guys are going to be on the top of the list. Tony Fauci, not Trump. I don't think Trump's going to even be a player by then. That's my own feeling. Fauci is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. That's the people list, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets, made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. The Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using, at MyPillow.com, the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? AutoTempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the official list, if you will, for the week of September 6th to the 10th. Story lists from Talkers Magazine. Number 10, the kickoff of the football season. Number 9, our relationship strained with China. Number 8, voter registration and a focus on the primary. Well, there are primary elections all around the country, but the recall in California is big. Number 7, the investigation of Trump in January 6th. Number 6, the hurricane season and weather. Number 5, discussion about that Texas abortion law in the Supreme Court. Number 4, the anniversary of September 11th. Afghanistan is 3. Biden's approval ratings in the mandate discussion is number 2. And COVID, vaccines, masks, that sort of thing. That's the list this week from Talkers Magazine. All right, so we have time to talk about this fabulous interview you did this week on the Michael Harrison interview, which we always talk about here on the Countdown Show. So who's your guest?
My guest is a Renaissance man from Framingham, Massachusetts, named Doug Steffen. And we talk about the state of the family farm. We talk about China-U.S. relations and the economy. We talk about the history of talk radio and a tremendous number of issues that you are hitting them out of the park. MHinterview.com. Check it out, folks.
Yeah. It has a nice ring to it, if I do say so myself. I enjoyed listening to it. Only because I learned some things that I didn't know myself about myself. Now that works. All right, Michael Harrison, check out mhinterview.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We have our own website, talkradiocountdownshow.com. You can hear the whole program every weekend all across the country and in podcast form as well. 10 before the hour.
A new season is the perfect time to change up your look. And luckily, 21 Days of Beauty is happening now at Ulta Beauty. Snag daily beauty steals of 50% off the must-haves from brands like IT Cosmetics and Benefit. And discover new Gotta Have It launches from brands like Jaclyn Cosmetics and Tula. Experience the thrill of finding new faves during beauty's biggest events. But hurry, this event ends September 18th. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help heal veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-Mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen, Stephen J.J. Wiseman is not with us this week, so I decided to review in the spirit of the top 10 items the Talkers puts together, a list of the top 10 pandemics throughout recorded history. We all probably remember studying at some point in school about smallpox and some of the other things, SARS more recently. But going back in history, recorded history, at number 10 on the list of horrible pandemics is the Antonine Plague that occurred in 165 A.D., lasted for about 10 years. The Plague of Galen, it was a pandemic that broke out across the Roman Empire. A lot of cities all across Italy and Greece and Asia, Spain, Egypt, North Africa killed thousands of people a day. And so it was apparently a combo between the smallpox and the measles. Number 9 on the list of pandemics, the Black Death of the 1300s, most deadly thing, swept through Europe and Asia, killed 25 million people in Europe alone. Another 25 million in Asia. It was a blood disease. Horrible. The smallpox pandemic of 1870, number 8 on the list of pandemics. It was horrendous. This was something that actually started with people exposing themselves to mummies that were 3,000 years old, if you can imagine that. And because there was something, there were explorers looking at these old mummies, and the disease that they had was still apparently vile. It was viable, and people got it. Number 7 on the list of pandemics is the cholera epidemic of 1871. There were 7 cholera pandemics actually in India over the course of the 19th century. The Russian flu in 1889, 1890. This was something that took all over the world. You see some of the old French cartoons about this. This was something that started in St. Petersburg and spread all over Europe, killed millions of people. There were 1 million people dying a week in Russia. The Spanish flu, 1918, 1919. Most of us have relatives in this country who died. My father's mother died in this horrible reality, and so did other people in that family. 50 million people were killed in that 2-year span. Number 4 on the pandemic list of the worst ones, the H3N2 pandemic in 1968, which you may remember was caused, it was an influenza, it was a virus just like we have right now, also called the Hong Kong flu. Number 3 on the list of problems around the world, HIV, and that problem which took the lives of 65 million people according to the Centers for Disease Control in 1980, 81, 82. In that vicinity. Number 2 on the list is SARS, also known as severe acute respiratory syndrome, reported in China in February of 2003. It started in China in 2002. They didn't report it. Hello, does that story sound about the same as what we're doing right now? Average of 774 people a day were killed, 8,000 people affected in North America, South America, Europe, and Asia. It presented itself you had the people that got it had high fevers, body aches, dry cough, and then pneumonia. And if you got pneumonia, you usually died. So that was the number 2 problem. Look at how much more of this stuff we've had in our lifetime than was the case through the history of mankind. Now, you've got to probably think that some of the stuff has gone unrecorded because history was unreliable in the way they took care of the facts, but something that big isn't going to go unnoticed or unreported or unrecorded. But the king of them all, as I guess we all know, modern times and the COVID pandemic starting in 2019 through 2020 and into 2021, so many different things, people wondering about whether there's going to be damage to their lungs, whether, you know, age is a factor in all of this, whether you can be made better by just having a strong immune system. You know, you go back through the history to the earlier ones. There were no drugs. There were no things that were available. People just, the bacteria and the viruses, they took their time and they went through their course. And so, you know, people say, well, why can't we do that now? That's a question a lot of people are asking. You know, a certain amount of death and destruction are going to come out of this thing no matter what. And so I guess we have yet to really deal with anything except that this originated in Wuhan in China. Everything points to that. And so what are we going to do? I guess time will tell. List of the top 10 pandemics, part of our broadcast this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
A Moment in History by KCNR and Kathy Moore. The town of Callahan was settled by M.B. Callahan in the year 1852. In the book Chapters of History, written by daughter of M.B., Mary Callahan, she states that her father, Matthias Bernard O'Callaghan, was born in Ireland in 1825. At the age of 6 months, his mother brought him to the United States, where they lived in New Orleans with his mother's uncle, Mr. Brennan. While he was of school age, he dropped the O from his name as well as the silent G. At the age of 17, he went to fight in the Texan War and afterwards in the Mexican War. He was wounded in battle at Buena Vista. When he recovered from his wound, he started a business in Mobile, Alabama. There he met Catherine Callahan. Same last name, but no relation. They later were married. Want more Kathy Moore? Get her book, Callahan School Centennial.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoxford. California voters head to the polls Tuesday to decide the fate of Governor Gavin Newsom and who, if they choose to recall the Democrat, will replace him. President Biden plans to hit the stump in a last-ditch effort to keep Newsom in office.
The president will be making an 11th-hour campaign appearance to boost Governor Gavin Newsom before the recall voting ends on Tuesday. He's the last of a string of prominent Democrats who have traveled to California on behalf of the embattled governor. Last week, Vice President Harris campaigned alongside Newsom. The president's trip underscores the importance of his party maintaining the governorship in the nation's most populous state. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The National Hurricane Center keeping close tabs on Tropical Storm Nicholas in the Gulf of Mexico. Forecasters say the major concern now is that the storm could very well dump up to 15 inches of heavy rain across coastal Texas into southwest Louisiana through the midweek. The body of a Marine who was among 13 U.S. troops killed in a suicide bombing at Afghanistan's Kabul airport welcomed home to Indiana on Sunday. The funeral and burial of 22-year-old Marine Corporal Humberto Sanchez scheduled for Tuesday in Logansport. The publisher of the eponymous Lundberg survey says if there's not a big oil price increase, then prices could decline at the pump.
This is because prices are high and we have stronger inflation. We have poor employment data and we also have a greater restrictions coming in anti-pandemic efforts. And as these cut into demand, we may see price do another dip.
Fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg says a gallon of regular averaging $3.25 a gallon, the highest in the San Francisco Bay Area, $4.48, the lowest in Houston, $2.74. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
The Taliban have announced women in Afghanistan will be allowed to continue studying in universities, but with segregated classrooms and Islamic dress as compulsory measures.
The announcement came as Qatar's foreign minister arrived in Kabul, the highest profile visitor since the Taliban announced their new interim cabinet. The Minister for Higher Education, Abdulbaki Haqqani, unveiled the new policies to the media a few days after a new all-male government was formed. Any female students who continue their studies with Islamic hijab, the Islamic Emirate has no problem with them. The world has been watching closely to see to what extent the Taliban might act differently from their first time in power in the late 1990s. During that era, girls and women were denied an education and were excluded from public life. I'm Karen Chamas.
More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Pharmaceutical company Pfizer taking wokeness to a whole new level.
Claiming to be fighting systematic racism within their company, Pfizer has set goals to fill a specific percentage of leadership positions with black and Hispanic candidates by the year 2025. An anonymous employee argued that Pfizer leadership has suggested that the reason blacks aren't employed at Pfizer is that all of Pfizer management is racist. One company shareholder weighed in by saying all non-minority applicants that are passed over for hiring or promotion at Pfizer should immediately sue the company for discriminatory hiring practices. Patrick Foss reporting.
A staff director and former chief counsel for the Senate Commerce Subcommittee was hired by Facebook to be on their federal policy team. Dan Gaynor, vice president at Media Research, says Facebook gave significant assistance to Democrats in the 2020 election by suppressing the Hunter Biden scandal. So it makes sense the company would hire more Democrat operatives heading into 2022 elections.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Cars, one search.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 7 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner to do our thing as the DJ Beers run through the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of September 6th through the 10th. We'll take this hour, as we always do, to reflect on the stories, the people that are on the list. Are probably paying closer attention to some than to others because it's talk radio fodder that we are basically focused on. Not that all of these things aren't on our minds, but sometimes we find that three or four things really occupy a lot of people's interest and time as they listen or they involve themselves, engage themselves in what's going on the air. So we'll go through these things. Let me just, I think we'll take the story list and start at number 10. Maybe a few things to talk about, as most of you know who listen to me with any regularity, and there are two different branches here. The folks that listen to DJV during the week and the folks that listen to the Countdown Show on the weekend, they may not hear all of the DJV programs. I'm not a big football fan. That's probably putting it mildly. I think that football is outrageous in the damage that it does, especially if you allow your high schooler college students, whomever. I think I don't have the same feeling for professionals because they know what they're getting into. They sign a contract. They know how dangerous it is. When you think about, though, a high school kid who has the same structure. We have a spine that's the size of a quarter, and that's all that holds our head onto our body. And to get whacked like these football players do, have the concussions that they do, have the suffering that goes on after life, why would you want to expose your child? And let's face it, high schoolers are still children. A lot of kids playing who are younger than that. Why would you want to expose your children to that? So that's why I don't get excited about football, although a lot of people, I think we talked on the DJV program this week, ladies, a lot about betting and how much more, because betting has become pretty standard around the country.
And yeah. It's the first time that there are going to be fans back in stadiums for a lot of folks. That's a big deal. And then I've got two fantasy football teams that I've got to tend to now.
Have you?
One's not enough. Now I've got to figure out how to do two.
Yeah. But do you pay attention to any of the trivia?
No.
No, I'm not talking. Do you actually watch the games, Jay?
No.
Do you and your husband
watch the opening game? Yeah,
when the Browns play, and then Sunday night football and Monday night football. Sometimes Thursday night football if available.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched the opening game with Tampa Bay and Dallas. It was actually a really good game. It was close. Tampa Bay 130-129. So that was, that was fun to see Tom Brady somehow looks younger this year and has more hair. I don't know.
Really? I tried to get him as my quarterback. Everybody was like, why do you want Brady and Gronk? It's because they're a machine.
Yeah, they were great. And I don't know what Brady did in the offseason, but, like, I've never seen him look better, so... Yeah, it was a good game. I was surprised the Cowboys were as good as they were, but Tampa Bay still won.
See? So isn't that an exciting way for us to start the overview?
It was a good game. It was a really good game to start the season. Yes, if you're into it, that's the way you want to start the season.
All right, number 9 on our story list has to do with our relationship with China. It's an ongoing thing. It's usually a number 9, 8, 7, somewhere in there, because we... kind of every week have a new revelation as to how the Chinese are getting themselves into our shorts. And so whether it's farming, whether it's business, whether it's people-oriented, this week I think a lot of attention has been focused on Afghanistan with the Chinese going in and being buddy-buddy with them because they want to get a hold of all of the various metals, the rare metals that are there that are necessary for what businesses? So the chips and stuff come from... the metals that are in Afghanistan? I haven't followed that.
Some,
enough.
Yeah.
To know what was there, but they're just trying to.
They also are they're recognizing the Taliban as a government. I mean, they're completely enriched by their relationship with the Taliban and our exit from Afghanistan. And so once again, the Chinese government gets a win, and they keep figuring out how to win in all the situations where America continues to lose. And that's COVID, Afghanistan, at our border. I mean, one of the things that people don't talk about a lot is the drugs that are coming across the border. And a lot of them are fentanyl. And there are people who will use recreational drugs. And believe me, I'm not a drug person, so I'm not condoning this. But I know there are a lot of people who recreationally use drugs and are not addicted to it. And they don't want to die by... snorting cocaine or smoking some marijuana that's been laced with fentanyl. That's being made in China and being pushed over our open borders right now. And so when people go, why are so many people dying and overdosing? They're not. They're actually being poisoned by China. And this is a really, it's one of those things. It's a huge story that nobody wants to talk about.
Yep.
And it's one of the dangers of having an open border like we do right now.
And you know what also factors into this, Jennifer? The relationship the Russians have. What a bunch of two-timing, two-faced. The Russians had their butts handed to them by the Taliban over a war that I think lasted 4 or 5 years, and they couldn't overcome them. We obviously couldn't really overcome them, but the Russians are now their best, well, maybe second-best friends after the Chinese. And you look at that and think how expedient it is politically to change stripes. And the Russian people hate the Taliban and vice versa. So they...
it doesn't necessarily mean that the people of Russia agree. This is what all Putin does is just enrich his own pockets, right? I mean,
right.
That's all he does. So I don't know that you can say all of Russia is, like, stoked to be hanging out with the Taliban.
I implied that.
No,
that
I'm just...
Yeah.
I think it's more than that. it shows how closely knit Russia is to China. They're doing their bidding on a smaller scale, because Russia doesn't have the economy to be the superpower that we are, or that the Chinese are. And so they've now embedded themselves with the Chinese. I think that's why you're seeing so much favoritism given from the Russian government to now the Taliban, who they were sworn enemies not so long ago, because they're on the scene helping China, helping the Taliban find people who are hiding in the country using their cellular technology. The people who are stuck there, who we left behind because of the Biden administration's policies, those people that are stuck there can't even have their cell phones turned on anymore because the Russians are trying to locate them with their technology. Mm-hmm. So it's how do you stay connected at that point?
I suppose we can couple this with our number three story this week from Talkers Magazine, which is a focus on Afghanistan and looking at the we can jump around here a little bit. As long as we're on to Afghanistan, I see that there are some dual nationals, including some Americans who also have Afghanistani passports, have gotten out of the airport as we get to the end of the week. All right, so the apparently there was some value to the negotiations by the Secretary of State.
See, I'm really confused about this, though, and I don't know if you guys noticed this, but there's some word spinning that's going on here. The airport that had a lot of airplanes turned around by the State Department, actually some planes that were up in midair already before we even left Afghanistan were being turned around by the State Department using our allies telling them that they couldn't land, and so they had to come back to the airport. And then the story this week that there was a plane with 200 people on it, mostly Americans, was trying to get out, and they were being grounded by the State Department. There were even documents from a whistleblower within the State Department showing that they were attempting to ground these planes. And so the question was, why wouldn't we want to get those Americans out? And then this story comes out that you're talking about that says, well, there was a plane with 200 Afghans and Americans on it, but that one was coming out of Kabul. Mozar al-Sharif is where the other planes were coming from. No one has said boo about that. It's a four-hour drive between those two airports, and you can't tell me that these are the same people that we were talking about, but the illusion is that they are the same people. Isn't that crazy? I mean, this plane that departed came out of Kabul, not out of Mozar al-Sharif.
Yeah, what a mess. Okay, it's 15 past the hour. We'll keep our focus on these stories as we continue. It's the DJV group as we focus on talk radio, the talk radio review for this week. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch here on the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, our talk radio review, I'm going to bounce around a little bit here because some of these things are connected. The abortion story, which is number 5 this week on the story list, the Department of Justice has sued Texas to block this 6-week abortion ban. Bans the procedure as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy, allows private citizens to take legal action against anybody who helps a woman terminate
her
pregnancy.
That's the crazy. I mean,
I don't
the whole
get
thing
that part
is,
of it. That's none of their business.
To put a bounty on, I mean, that literally means that, and I don't know where, I'm sure this has happened in other places that we don't consider democracies, but to be able to just call up the authorities because you don't like your neighbor and say, oh,
like
I
they
think
used to
that
turn
so-and-so
people into
is,
the IRS. You know, that
right,
kind of
or like when people in the 50s would accuse someone of being communist. You know, this is just insane.
I don't agree with
it's
this
like a witch hunt
the,
all over again.
Yeah, I don't agree with this as part of the abortion bill necessarily, but see something, say something is something, speaking of the anniversary of 9/11, which is coming up, that we really relied on. So this is something that's not uncommon. I just don't think in this context it's necessarily appropriate.
Well, and I'm going to flavor this discussion a little bit with my own experience in terms of the chaos that we're talking about here with regard to the law and what it allows people to do. I'm not for that at all. I will tell you, though, my son and his wife are expecting, and they're in their 7th month of pregnancy, and there's a new technique, ultrasound technique, that's basically 3D. So from the very beginning, actually, I think 7-8 weeks in, and until now, which is the 7 months in, we've been able to see these 3D images of the baby as the baby grows in her womb. And it is the most dramatic, the most wonderful, but it's like mind-blowing.
It's so cool. I know. The technology
look at
is
this
so
kid
amazing. You get the full look of their face. It's
yeah,
so cool.
His face and his arms and all of the things. And so when I think about that, it isn't my business. Other than if somebody asks me or if I'm with somebody and it was an issue, then I would certainly want to be involved. But to think about life as we do, this is just very, for me, it's very sobering. Always has been. I've never been a fan of abortion unless really, I don't know, fan is probably not the right word, but supporter of it, unless there's something really wrong with a baby, and then, you know, I think there's a lot of heartstrings get pulled in that circumstance. But there are ways of helping yourself if you don't want the baby. Anyway, 21 after the hour, we continue.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these 3 cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen. And KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
A federal judge in Texas blocked a mandate requiring medical facilities to provide gender transition procedures to everyone, including minors. Folks, this mandate violates the Religious Freedom Restoration Act by attacking the right to the free exercise of religion.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
And so we turn our attention to social media, and there's a question this week asking our listeners what they remember about September 11th. So, Jay, what kind of comments do we get?
Barbara Roberts says she remembers she was sitting at her desk about to go to a meeting and reading about it on the Internet, and she couldn't open any videos, so she was seeing the pictures. And the plant she worked at had purchased a TV and satellite, so they pretty much spent the rest of the day and most of the rest of the week watching the rescue and the aftermath of everything.
Yeah, yeah. I think there are a lot of people in that same position. Okay, who else is commenting here?
Dan Myers was at work when a coworker told him about the first plane, and then they were all listening to the radio when the other planes hit.
It was one of the most marvelous days for radio. Radio did a fabulous job across the board, I think, in being there and capturing the good hosts who have great minds and are able to paint pictures with words. It was really very compelling.
Well, there were a lot of people that had to stay on the radio because other people couldn't get in
to
do the shows. Yeah.
Yeah, I stayed on for another, I think, 3 or 4 hours that day. Okay, so what else have we got here?
Diane Roberts was taking her children to school when she heard the news. Lori Beck was in a classroom teaching first graders when another teacher walked in through the school building and started telling all of the other teachers.
Mm-hmm. I had stopped teaching. I just think about what children, the fear that went, that was kind of how I felt about it when I was talking to children, and my own children were grown up by then, but what, you know, youngsters who don't, let's say my grandson's age, he's now 6, how in the world would they deal with this? Would they even understand it, frankly?
Yeah, I do wonder what, like, elementary school teachers, what those schools were doing if they did pull in radios or TVs. I was in high school at the time on senior pass, so I was at home when I saw the second plane hit. And I actually missed the next couple periods before I went back to class, but everybody had, all the teachers, pretty much classes were canceled. Everyone had TVs or radios in their classes, and the rest of us were listening to it. But we were high schoolers, so that would be curious to find out what elementary schools were doing at that time. This is another one. Jerry Roeder was at a United Way function, and they were hosting at a United Way function they were hosting at his workplace. Everyone was sharing the news and just in a total state of shock. But Jay Martin, his wife was at the UN building in New York City, and obviously he was very concerned for her safety, and it took 2 days for him to get in touch with her.
Hunga bunga. All right.
It's probably the longest 2 days of Jay's life.
We asked a question about Trump in a boxing match with Biden. This is ridiculous. Where did this come from?
This came from Trump. He was asked.
He's never seen the inside of a gym in his life, and it's hilarious that people think he would beat Biden in a boxing match.
Well, apparently our listeners think that he would, right?
Well, yeah, Trump was asked at the presser before the Holyfield-Belfort fight that's coming up tomorrow who he would want to face off against in a hypothetical fight. And Trump said his easiest fight would be Joe Biden. He thinks that Joe would go down very, very quickly. He thinks he would totally knock him out.
Yeah.
And so we asked the DJV show social media, and it was by unanimous decision. Everyone said Trump would take Biden in that fight. They would put money on Trump for it.
Okay. All right. Well, listen. If you want to use that as a myth, it's an interesting way to get a smile on your face, I think, as much as anything else, or to get a chuckle out of people in their imagination. So with that note, or on that note, we move on in the next half hour with a lot of focus on vaccine mandates. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well, machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com, the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The tobacco industry uses flavors like menthol to hook kids on nicotine. Parents, know this. 1. 4 out of 5 kids who've used tobacco started with a flavored product. 2. Minty menthol makes toxic nicotine seem harmless. 3. Flavors like menthol allow addiction to happen fast. Protect kids from a lifetime of addiction. Go to flavorshookkids.org for more.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Different bands to help optimize your Wi-Fi performance. TP-Link's Jens Hennings explains.
And you can control those 3 different bands really individually. So it gives you a lot of ability to customize and focus on specific devices or specific people, users, putting all your smart home devices on one, tablets, iPads, phones, that kind of stuff on another. And then if you do have gamers that are in the house, that one extra band to go to town on.
Check out TP-Link's Archer GX90 at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. love. It's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine and 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 34 after the hour, as I kind of shepherd the ladies of the DJV program through discussions of the stories that have been metered by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the top 10 items they do their research every week, listening to all the talk radio stations around the country, the hosts, and sort of, honey, you put this into a big kettle and and cook it up, the talk radio stew, if you will. And I think people are stewing, ladies. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirstner here with me as usual. So the administration is extending the vaccine mandate. And so a lot of Americans are going to be affected by this who don't necessarily want to get the shots. And if they don't get it, they will go have to have tests every week. So this is good business for the folks that are making the vaccines and good business for the people who have these tests. I think it's risky business for him. The number two story this week on the story list from Talkers is his approval rating. I can't think that this is going to go anywhere but in the bucket for him. I think this is a pretty damned outrageous
But what's the difference, though? Because federal employees are already mandated. You have to be vaccinated. In New York City, you can't go into a restaurant unless you're vaccinated. So what's what's new here other than it's still the option of being tested every week if you don't want to get
the
shot?
Not if you work for the government, though. There's a difference. So
well, the government is different. Yeah.
If you work for the federal government, and a lot of people do, then you can't test. You can't have the option to test. You just have to be vaccinated or you'll lose your job. That's number one. That's one of the differences. Number two is that he's now trying to extend this, and I don't see how it's going to fly. I think people are so outraged by this. Dictator Biden is already been trending
I've heard
on Twitter.
That.
So companies that are over 100 deep are going to have to either get all of their employees vaccinated or there'll be some kind of testing provision.
There's
right.
a lot of stuff. People are talking about McCarthyism.
Already. Yeah, but one thing, though, that I don't understand that this is like, you know, this is catnip for everybody on the right, in midterm elections.
But I'm not there, Victoria. I'm not there.
But let me finish what I'm saying. I understand that. But the problem, the thing that people aren't talking about is that companies are already doing this on their own. There are a lot
that's
of companies
fine,
that already
good.
Have this exact that's same
great.
Place. So that's what I'm saying. There's nothing really that's
yeah,
new
but
and shocking
when you have
here.
The sitting president say, I don't care about freedom. This isn't about freedom. I mean, this is the president who is supposed to be, like, sitting over our United States on a time, especially at this time, when we're celebrating our freedom and all the people that we lost on 9/11 and in the subsequent wars that followed that, all because they were fighting for freedom. And now you have a guy who's taking that away. If companies want to test or if they want to vaccinate, fantastic. But it is not the federal government's job to get involved with private businesses. It's not. And
yeah.
It's very frustrating.
I don't think
people don't care about they're not prioritizing freedom anymore. And if we don't do that, we are not the country that we were founded on. We are going to become Cuba.
I get that. I see
right
both sides to this. I totally get that. And I don't think legally this is going to really hold. But the question, though, that the much larger question that people really need to step back and address is how else do we end this pandemic? This will go on forever.
It's never
going
to end. That's the answer. It's never going to end. Look at every year. People
well,
have
we have 150,000 cases a day. That's crazy.
End.
It's
yeah,
never
that's
gonna
the
end.
Spike has already gone. It's on the lower side now.
We're going to have to focus on therapeutics. I mean, we're going to have to focus on how to live with this because it's not going away.
Okay, let me just Jay, you had something in there. I want you to you need to finish what you were saying. Then I'm going to. Sort of wrap myself around.
No, I was just saying I agree with Jen. The government needs to stay out of this. If businesses want to mandate it, that's up to them because it's up to employees whether they want to work there or not. The government needs to stay out of this, but also nobody should be telling other people what they need to do with their bodies.
This is
so
a slippery slope. And if the Democrats...
The same people fighting this are the ones who love the abortion six-week thing
exactly.
in Texas.
Exactly.
And vice versa.
And Doug, I want you to finish. But, you know, my body, my choice is what I've been hearing a lot of until it comes to vaccines. And, you know, don't think the irony was lost on anybody when The attorney general sues Texas for using their state rights to implement a law, and in the next breath says, but you have to get a vaccine or you're not going to be able to work, you're not
going
to be able to go anywhere.
Right. Both are going to be ruled unconstitutional. So
yeah,
I think that we're looking at the
yeah,
same thing here. But yeah,
there's an emotional plus a kind of a reality quotient here to all of this. And it does it smacks of something that I don't want America to stand for, frankly, at least me. People that are my age maybe look upon it differently than folks that are your age. There's always an age difference in lots of opinions and how people feel about stuff. I'm very, very pro-vaccine. You know that. You've heard me talk about this from the very beginning. I'm not for the willy-nilly vaccinations that go on, but I think there are some that are necessary. And I think in this case, the masks and the vaccines have helped. I'm convinced, pretty much beyond a shadow of a doubt, that when you're wearing a mask and you've had the shots, you're not hurting other people, and you're not going to get hurt yourself. Okay.
Right.
So having said that, we live in a society of a lot of different cultures, cultural backgrounds. We also have a lot of different political points of view, different educational points of view. I don't happen to think that the best point of view is that you don't have a shot. I think you get a shot. And, you know, whether I'm going to get the third shot, I actually was talking to Ken Kronhaus, who's the doctor associated with the DGV health program. He had his third shot, and it wasn't the Delta shot. It was just a booster. They don't give you as much as they did in the first and the second one. But as he is a medical professional on the front line, on the eighth, the day that that was the 8th month anniversary, he got called by the hospital to come in. All the doctors who had privileges at this hospital had to come into the hospital that day to get their shots. So he did. And as a result of that, I thought to myself, okay, because I'd been back and forth. And this is where the confusion comes in. Actually, when you're talking about the vaccine, what do we do? The government has screwed this up to a fare-thee-well in terms of information, or whoever it is that you listen to that supposedly is an expert. There's one bit of information one day, and the next is something else. So what I was thinking, and I said this on the air, I'm going to have a third shot as soon as I get one. And I figured out how to get one. And then Ken said, well, maybe you should hold off a little bit because they're mixing a new batch that will deal with Delta and Lambda and whatever else comes along. And said, okay, all right. So I've decided not to do it right away. I'd wait until the end of the month when supposedly this stuff's going to be available. Then he says to me the next day, well, I'm going to get my shot. And I said, well, you told me the day before yesterday not to get the third shot. He says, well, now we're thinking that it makes sense to have it because especially Pfizer doesn't have the starch that the Moderna. If you've got two Moderna shots, you're probably better off in terms of protecting yourself than if you had two Pfizer shots. I'm not happy that I didn't. We all have pretty much had the Pfizer here. But anyway, the point is,
this thing about Biden is not about the vaccine. It has nothing to do with
no,
the
no. But I'm going on from
it's
that.
About it's about I know, but it's about governmental control, and we all know that tides turn in politics. And I just want everybody out there who thinks that what happened this week with Biden is a good thing to ask when someone else is in control, Ron DeSantis or Donald Trump or someone else that is positioned as evil on the other
the
side of the
political
aisle.
Hypocrisy is amazing.
Do you want them to be telling you what to put in your body? Do you want them to be doing the same thing? Because I think really this is where consistency matters. Less government out of our house.
So why aren't immigrants required? Why aren't government?
Exactly.
Why aren't post office employees required?
Exactly.
Well, they're federal. Aren't they federal employees?
So,
they're exempt. People coming into this country are not going to be automatically vaccinated. Migrants won't be. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you care at all about racism and race issues, you should be dead set against this because there are only 30% of Black Americans who are vaccinated. They are going to be kicked out of their jobs with the federal government. They are not going to be allowed into restaurants. They're not going to be able to send their kids to school. And you tell me how that looks.
The
if that
practical
makes the
side
company
of this is
inclusivity, the country of inclusivity.
If this thing doesn't get straightened out, if the Democrats don't figure out how to straighten this out, they're going to get their heads handed to them next year in the election, because this kind of stuff is what election
Well, more so than that, though, but like a lot of women and, you know, men who are also pro-choice, but a lot of women who are pro-choice, and as we know, you know, abortion's been in the news because of Texas and Oklahoma and things like that. But, you know, it's kind of like we're all sitting back over here going, oh, so now the rest of the country is getting a little bit of a taste of what it's like to be a pro-choice woman, where the government is telling you what you must do and must not do with your own body.
Well,
and
I think there are a lot of...
No, it's like the irony...
There are a lot of
I don't know if people are just too stupid to get that, but, like, the irony here, it's like, okay, how does anyone not see what's going on?
I see, and on my side of the aisle, I think the irony is just as big. I cannot imagine how people can shout, my body, my choice, and then say, but Joe Biden gets to decide what vaccine goes in me. No, both of those positions are definitely not consistent.
They've hurt themselves.
But I think you also have to consider that, you know, it depends, again, where you think life is, if we make taking a life legal. And, I mean, that's really where the argument gets emotional for a lot of people.
All right, so now
it's part of it.
What I just said about Pfizer and they're developing a booster shot, apparently Moderna is as well. So the acknowledgement here is that this is going to be... to answer, I think, the question that Jennifer had or Victoria had, this is going to be a seasonal thing just like the flu.
Yeah,
and, in fact, what Ken said is it's going to be the flu vaccine that you get every year, if you choose to get one, will have this variant along with whatever else they expect to be the flu problem of the year. That'll be...
It'll be the combo shot. That's what Moderna's working on right now. Yeah,
right, exactly.
Which makes sense, and that's wonderful.
Yeah, it does.
And that will help maybe next spring. You know, I'm not sure when that will be ready. Those things take time. But in the meantime, yeah, I've never been in favor of a vaccine mandate. I've never once said that, and I don't believe in that. But at the same time, if people aren't getting the shots, how else are we really going to get
over this?
That's
a good question, and that's an excellent question. I think that there's no answer to it at the moment, because this is not the answer. But what is the answer is the question, and I think you ask it well. 45 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the official list, if you will, for the week of September 6th to the 10th. Story lists from Talkers Magazine. Number 10, the kickoff of the football season. Number 9, our relationship strained with China. Number 8, voter registration and a focus on the primary. Well, there are primary elections all around the country, but the recall in California is big. Number 7, the investigation of Trump in January 6th. Number 6, the hurricane season and weather. Number 5, discussion about that Texas abortion law in the Supreme Court. Number 4, the anniversary of September 11th. Afghanistan is 3. Biden's approval ratings in the mandate discussion is number 2. And COVID, vaccines, masks, that sort of thing. That's the list this week from Talkers Magazine.
Oral pain due to sensitive gums, canker sores, dry sockets, or a nagging toothache can be unbearable. It can strike at any time. But seeing a dentist can take days or even weeks. While over-the-counter products may provide relief, they're often unsatisfactory and can be harmful. There is a safe and effective option for the relief of mouth pain. Orca Pain Relief Putty, created by Dr. Craig Schmidtke, safely and effectively manages mouth pain. The benefits of Orca Pain Relief Putty include naturally derived ingredients, such as essential oils, aloe vera, and plant extracts. The putty is easy to use and stays in place. Simply scoop out a pea-sized amount, form it into a ball, and apply it directly to the painful area of the teeth or gums. In a clinical study of 201 adults who reported oral pain, after using Orca, patients stated their average pain scores dropped from 7.5 to less than 1 on a scale of 1 to 10. For more information, visit nomoretoothache.com.
Halitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So Lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off. The People List from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here with the top 10 people. All of this is ancillary and related to the stories for sure. At number 10, Kellyanne Conway, who left, has left the building. At number 9, a tie between Larry Elder and Gavin Newsom, California rewind, if you will. I have the slightest idea why Kamala Harris is number 8, but we keep moving here. Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema, number 7, tied for that position. Janet Yellen is 6. Donald Trump is 5. Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, 4. Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, 3. I think you're seeing with those two what the 2024 election campaign is going to look like for the Republicans. These two guys are going to be on the top of the list. Tony Fauci, not Trump. I don't think Trump's going to even be a player by then. That's my own feeling. Fauci is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. That's the People List, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. All right, we have a couple of more quickie visits here. One of the things I just wanted to mention with regard to COVID and the mandate, if you take a student loan, you're going to have a shot. If you're going to buy government-supported housing, you're going to have to take a shot. That's really that's kind of over the top. Frankly.
The only shot I'm taking is tequila.
There you go. All right. So, and you may be drinking a lot. The situation in California, I want to touch this for a minute, Jennifer. Larry Elder versus Gavin Newsom. And this is the weekend before that election on Tuesday. Where is it? What's going on in the last few hours here?
Well, the polling indicates that Gavin's doing a lot better and that it was really close within the error, the margin of error. But now, looks like he's up about 8 points in the poll.
So did Larry jumping in cause that, basically, because they used him as a lightning rod?
Some people say that. Other people think that it actually tightened up because he did jump in the race. So it really depends on what you're looking at. But I think what you do is you have to watch Gavin Newsom. I don't know about the polls so much because the polls have been all over the place. But you watch him, and he's been name-checking Larry Elder a lot. I don't think he would do that if he wasn't worried about him. And he's been bringing the big guns to town. Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, Kamala Harris was in town this week. Joe Biden will be here the day before Election Day.
I'm from Massachusetts. Elizabeth Warren is a lot bigger shot out in California than she is in Massachusetts.
Exactly right. And I'll tell you what, they made it all about a Senate seat. And this is, well, I think they're missing the boat. They're missing the boat because it's about California. It's not about the Senate seat, but yet they're making it about the potential of Dianne Feinstein going down and someone else appointing someone to fill her position.
Yeah, that shows you the real, the true colors, if you will, of these people. They're not interested
in state residents. That would happen on the right, though,
doesn't
it?
Yeah, well, of course it would. The politicians more interested in themselves than they are in helping the people that they're supposed to be serving.
Right.
And that's what's so outrageous about this. All right, ladies, thank you. Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner here with Doug Steffen on the DJV Overview. What's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, 10 before the hour.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 53 after the hour now. It's time for us to review the top 5 items from the world of technology this week. Thanks for the research done by Victoria Keelan. And she lends her fabulous voice to these stories as well in her mind. So we're all queued up here from number 5 to number 1. Number 5 finds us focusing on Kim Kardashian. Why?
Yeah, I know, right? You don't normally expect to hear Kim Kardashian's name in a tech report. However, she was definitely the target this week of some criticism for promoting an untested cryptocurrency on Instagram. And this is according to the head of the UK's Financial Conduct Authority, the FCA. Charles Randall said Ms. Kardashian has asked her 250 million followers to speculate on crypto tokens by promoting an advertisement for Ethereum Max. He called it a speculative digital token, which was created a month before by unknown developers. And he then accused Kim Kardashian and other influencers of fueling the delusions of quick riches. So she has not taken down the ad. This is something that, you know, it's been international criticism. But the FCA essentially said that they don't know necessarily that it's a scam that she's promoting, but it's just the idea of promoting crypto on Instagram to 250 million people. That's kind of where they step in and have issues with it. She's gotten criticism on this side of the pond as well, but at this point we're also used to influencers peddling things that if someone wants to buy into Ethereum Max because Kim Kardashian tells you to, okay, I guess buyer beware, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. Take your hands out of your pocket. Number 4 is a focus on General Motors and what's happened to their production lines.
This was a pretty crushing blow to GM this week. So General Motors, which is the parent company of Chevrolet, GMC, Cadillac, and Buick, said that they are temporarily halting production at 6 of their North American factories as a result of the global chip shortage that we've been talking about so much. So the U.S.-based plants that will be affected, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Wentzville, Missouri, Spring Hill, Tennessee, and Lansing, Michigan, 4 other factories in Mexico and Canada will also go dark for several weeks as GM tries to shore up its supply of chips. In the halt of this production, this will affect GM's most profitable vehicles, which is also a problem. This is going to the Chevy Silverado, the Cheyenne, the Traverse, the Equinox, and Express, GMC's Acadia, Sierra, Savannah, Terrain, and Canyon, and then the Buick Enclave, the Cadillac XT5 and 6. So these are all the highest end that GMC makes, or that GM makes. So this is a big problem for them, and hopefully they'll be able to get back online soon.
Number 3, as we head toward number 1 on the countdown of the top topics from the world of technology this week, is a focus on the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission.
Yeah, so this affects a lot of renters out there. The FCC wants to learn whether deals between landlords and internet service providers raises prices for apartment dwellers. And this is part of the Biden administration's push on increasing competition in the economy. Despite cities having more competition among broadband providers, those in apartment buildings, and I am in one of them as well, that can be stuck with one provider because of the arrangements that the landlord makes, they also get a kickback from these deals. So if you move into a building and they say you don't have a choice of internet service provider, it's only Verizon like it is where I live, or it's only Comcast or only whatever, you can pretty much assume that the landlord probably has a deal in place to get some revenue shares. Yeah. So that's not a good thing, but I think it's a good thing that FCC's work is looking into it.
Yep. Number 2, there's a new study about the misinformation that comes from those blackguards at Facebook.
Yep. So a new peer-reviewed study this week will show that misinformation got six times as much more engagement on Facebook as actual real news. So the study looked at posts from Facebook pages of more than 2,500 news publishers between August 20th and January of 2021. Now, the interesting thing is they found that everything that's fake news gets a lot more play, right? A lot more engagement, many more shares, things like that. But the problem, though, is that Facebook knew this and decided to skip that quarter's results, and in their quote-unquote transparency report, they decided to go to the second quarter of this year, and the number one story was about a cat. So, Facebook's still not transparent.
Number one, Apple and their announcement.
Yep, so everybody twice a year looks to Apple to see what the new bells and whistles will be in new products. And this time for the fall, the new and the biggest new announcement, the big event, will be September 14th at 10 a.m. Pacific time. We're going to get probably a new iPhone 13, which is highly anticipated, better camera, better specs. And we're also probably going to get an Apple Watch Series 7. And so that event will be live streamed. Everyone will be able to watch it in real time.
All right, there it is. Top technology stories of the week, courtesy of the DJV folks at 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities. I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.
I just love him. I love you, honey.
I love you too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. It has been 20 years since the terrorist attacks on U.S. soil, and in the intervening years, the United States has been involved in an ongoing war on terror with seemingly no end in sight. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says rather than traditional wars, the U.S. has become involved in psychological warfare with ideologies that promote terrorism.
Clearly, we're involved in against El Shabaab, against ISIS, not only in North and Central Africa, but also in Syria, Iraq.
McGinnis spoke recently with the Salem Radio Network. Tropical Storm Nicholas is expected to strengthen as it heads for the Gulf Coast. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center in Miami say coastal areas of Texas, Mexico, and Louisiana could see heavy rain and floods. Tropical storms warnings have been issued for the coastal Texas area. Nicholas expected to produce storm total rainfall of up to 10 inches across portions of coastal Texas into southwest Louisiana all the way through the midweek. Teams working on two continents have marked similar milestones in their respective efforts to master nuclear fusion.
Scientists at the International Thermonuclear Experimental Reactor in southern France have taken delivery of the first part of a massive magnet so strong, its American manufacturer claims it can lift an aircraft carrier. And in Massachusetts, MIT researchers and a private company have announced that they, too, have successfully tested the world's strongest high-temperature superconducting magnet. The device may allow the team to leapfrog their rivals in the race to build a sun on Earth.
It's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. North Korea says it successfully test-fired newly developed long-range cruise missiles over the weekend, its first known testing activity in months, underscoring just how it continues to expand its military capabilities amid a stalemate in nuclear negotiations with the U.S. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Fierce verbal battles in German debates.
In the second of three pre-election debates, the frontrunner to replace Angela Merkel as German chancellor, facing very tough questions Sunday over whether his ministry had a role in obstructing money laundering probes. Olaf Scholz of the center-left Social Democrats, and who is currently Germany's finance minister, denied his office was being directly investigated by prosecutors. Last week, authorities carried out searches at the country's finance and justice ministries. Jason Walker reporting.
Greece's economy will grow by nearly 6% during 2021, far more than the original 3.6% estimate that Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis said the other day. Mitsotakis gave a keynote address at the Thessaloniki International Fair. More at townhall.com. LAPD officers have been told to collect social media information from civilians being stopped.
The Brennan Center for Justice says Los Angeles police officers are being encouraged to obtain social media information during field interviews with civilians, regardless if they are suspected of being involved in a crime. The group noted that a 2015 memo from then-LAPD Chief Charlie Beck said officers should collect social media and email account information. The LAPD use of field cards came under scrutiny last year, when three officers were charged with falsifying records claiming people they had stopped were gang members. Patrick Voss reporting.
In a blitz of TV ads and a last-minute rally, California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom urging voters to turn back a looming recall vote that could remove him from office, while leading Republican Larry Elder broadly criticized the media for what he described as a double standard that insulated Newsom from criticism and scrutiny throughout the contest. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Dr. C.A. Dingy was a dentist who lived approximately north of Middletown at Fort Dingy, named by him. He was buried in the Middleton Cemetery in a coffin filled with salt, his Bible, and a bottle of whiskey, all at his request. Winter rains brought the salt to the surface, causing deer and cattle to dig for it. To remedy the problem, a load of bricks was placed on top of the grave to protect it. Another interesting dentist was Dr. James Winsell, who settled beside Battle Creek near today's Coleman Fish Hatchery in 1852 on what was the Rancho de Brasgau Mexican land grant. A large ditch carried water out to Battle Creek at his place and transported it to the Balls Ferry flour mill at Balls Ferry, where it was used to turn the large water wheel. The ditch still exists and is used mainly for irrigation. Want more Dottie? Go to the Shasta Historical Society.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and up first this time, the comedy of Armis Brooks. Then after Eve Arden and her talented supporting cast, we'll pay a visit to the Jack Benny program and his equally talented gang of performers, including his wife Mary Livingston, featured vocalist Dennis Day, announcer Don Wilson, Eddie Rochester Anderson, and band leader Bob Crosby. Bing's little brother, who took over that role following the departure of original de facto band leader Phil Harris. Ah, but that is later, because we begin with a different comedy show that also played on both radio and television. According to various radio historians, Eve Arden wasn't the first choice to play the title role of high school English teacher Connie Brooks. Allegedly, Shirley Booth was approached. The future star of television's Hazel was a seasoned radio actress, having already starred as Miss Duffy on Duffy's Tavern. She passed, though, and it's believed that Lucille Ball was considered, but she had already committed to My Favorite Husband, which of course later would be retooled for television as I Love Lucy. Despite that casting compromise, Arden very quickly proved herself and made the role her own. Armis Brooks debuted on radio in the summer of 1948 and aired for about a decade, and found overlap in success for four seasons on CBS television, using basically the same cast, which included Gail Gordon as Principal Conklin, Jane Morgan as Landlady Miss Davis, Richard Crenna as Walter Denton, Gloria McMillan as Harriet, and the object of Connie's affections, Philip Boynton, originally was played by Jeff Chandler, but in later radio seasons as well as on the TV version, Robert Rockwell portrayed the shy biology teacher. Well, this episode has Rockwell, and also listed for Mary Jane Croft as Miss Enright. It's from August 21st, 1955.
Now, Anacin, the tablets thousands of physicians and dentists recommend for fast relief of pain of headache, neuritis, neuralgia, and Bisodol Mints, that quickly rid stomach of gastric distress, present Our Miss Brooks, starring Eve Arden. Well, if persistence alone can earn a high grade, you've got to give Our Miss Brooks, who teaches English at Madison High School, an A for effort. It's taken almost 6 years, but this weekend she arranged to have Mr. Boynton, Madison's shy biology teacher, all to herself.
Yes, indeed. This time I absolutely put my foot down. It was just Mr. Boynton and me and 500 delegates to the teachers' convention. You see, over the past weekend, a special meeting was held in Evanston to help celebrate American Education Week. I had persuaded Mr. Conklin, our beloved principal, to send me, along with Mr. Boynton, as Madison's representatives. And Friday morning, my landlady came into my bedroom just as I finished packing for the trip.
You know, Connie, it looks just like cowhide.
I know, I haven't put on my makeup yet. Oh, you mean the valise. It is nice, isn't it? I borrowed it from Mrs. Rapp down the street.
Have you got everything packed, Connie?
I think so. Let's see. The nightie Harriet Conklin loaned me is in, and Mrs. Conklin's negligee, that's in. Your nylon stockings are in. Yes, I've got my things all packed.
Good.
And just wait till you see the new suit I'm wearing for the occasion. Of course, I won't be able to put that on until 5:15 today.
Why not, Connie?
Tilly Eberhardt doesn't get home from work until then.
You're terribly excited about this weekend trip, aren't you, dear?
Oh, of course, Mrs. Davis. This is quite an important convention. I'll get an opportunity to exchange ideas and opinions with other people in my line of work. I'll get an opportunity to see what's being accomplished at other schools.
What else will you get, Connie?
I'll get all my expenses paid and a whack at Mr. Boynton.
That will be nice. You and Mr. Boynton seeing strange places and strange faces together.
The strange places are all right, but the strange faces can go to the races.
There's one thing that puzzles me, Connie. Knowing your relationship with Mr. Conklin, how did he happen to choose you as a delegate?
Well, it's very simple, Mrs. Davis. Remember 2 weeks ago, Mr. Conklin got himself a new gray flannel suit?
Yes, indeed. His wife Martha told me he spent a small fortune on it.
I'm glad it was a small fortune. I spilled a small bottle of ink on it Monday.
You didn't.
He now has gray flannel pants and a very sporty blue jacket. Anyway, on Tuesday, he left his wristwatch on his desk, and I accidentally brushed it to the floor while I was picking up some papers. Then when I bent down to get it, I broke the crystal.
But a crystal is easily repaired.
Not when you break it by putting your heel through the back of the watch.
But, Connie, I don't understand. Why did Mr. Conklin pick you for the convention this weekend?
Well, I was just getting to that, Mrs. Davis. You see, Mr. Conklin's buying a new pair of glasses this morning, and he wants to give them a 3-day head start.
Sounds logical. Well, I know another English teacher at Madison who'll be mighty disappointed that she's not going on this trip.
You mean Miss Enright?
I do. She's almost as sweet on Mr. Boynton as you are. And this weekend trip would be a wonderful opportunity for her to cut you out with him.
Please, Mrs. Davis, I just got up. Why talk about nightmares? No more pencils, no more books, no more...
Wait for me, Miss Brooks.
Well, Walter Denton, why didn't you pick me up this morning? You know my car's in the repair shop.
So's mine. Yesterday when I started for home, it happened.
What happened?
As soon as I stepped on the starter, the exhaust pipe blew the rest of the car into Hirsch's Meat Market.
That's awful, Walter.
Yeah, anyway, I'm glad I caught you before you dropped into Mr. Boynton's biology lab.
What made you think I was going to drop into the biology lab?
Oh, please, Miss Brooks, it's too early in the morning for quips. Yeah, what I meant was I thought I could save you from a big disappointment.
Oh, that's all right. I'm used to him by now. I mean, what kind of disappointment?
Mr. Boynton isn't in school. What's more, he isn't coming to school today.
What? But we're supposed to leave from here for the convention.
Yeah, I know it, Miss Brooks, and I know how devastated you'll be by the news, but Mr. Boynton won't be able to go to the convention. He's sick in bed.
Sick in bed? How do you know?
Harriet told me. He called in a little while ago and left the message with one of the teachers.
But how can I leave town if Mr. Boynton is sick? He has no more relatives in this part of the world than I have. Who'll take care of him?
Let me put your mind completely at ease, Miss Brooks. Harriet and I can run errands for Mr. Boynton. Besides, I'm sure Miss Enright will be glad to nurse him back to health.
Walter, you couldn't have put my mind more at ease if you'd told me my train was going to be bombed.
You're not exactly smitten with Miss Enright, are you, Miss Brooks?
Well, frankly, Walter, there isn't a lot of affection squandered between us.
Well, she always speaks highly of you, Miss Brooks. Why, just the other day, Miss Enright said the only reason she can't see a romantic attachment between Mr. Boynton and yourself is because of the difference in your ages.
Miss Enright said that?
Sure. Let's see now, what were her exact words? Oh, yeah, I remember. She said that in her opinion, Mr. Boynton was definitely old enough to be your kid brother.
Oh, she did she? Well, that makes my next step quite apparent. If you'll excuse me, Walter, I'm going right over to the principal's office.
What for?
I've got to see a man about a cap.
Come in.
Good morning, Mr. Conklin.
Don't come any closer, Miss Brooks.
But, sir,
If you take one more step, I'll call for help.
What in the world are you talking about, Mr. Conklin?
I've got my new glasses on, Miss Brooks, and I mean to protect them with my life.
Mr. Conklin, your glasses are reposing firmly on your nose, and I'm nowhere near you.
That is how it always starts. You weren't near me when you spilled that ink on my flannel suit, either, or when you smashed my watch, or last month when you dropped the typewriter on my toes. Last week when you closed the office door on my nose.
Oh, I meant to ask you about that, Mr. Conklin. Was that door ever fixed?
You will be pleased to know, I'm sure, that thanks to your valiant efforts, I have become one of the poorest accident insurance risks in this part of the state. I won't draw an easy breath until you're on the train this afternoon. I presume you're packed and ready to go.
Yes, sir, and I'm really looking forward to it. This is the first convention I've attended since I represented Gordon High School 6 years ago. That was a lot of fun.
Well, you are not going to this convention to have fun, Miss Brooks. As Madison's standard bearer, our school will be judged by your actions. Always remember that.
Oh, I will, Mr. Conklin. You can depend on me, sir. I won't get myself thrown into jail. This time.
Jail? You mean you were thrown into jail at your last convention?
Oh, for the most absurd reason, Mr. Conklin. Can you imagine being locked up for riding around on a motorcycle?
Well, that's hardly a jail offense.
That's exactly what I told the policeman. Besides, he wasn't using it at the time anyway.
You took a policeman's motorcycle?
It was just a lark, sir. There was absolutely no reason for them to put that picture in the paper.
What picture?
A picture of me holding up a burlesque queen in the drunk tank.
Miss Brooks, you can start unpacking at any time. You are not going to the convention.
Not going? But, Mr. Conklin, think of your new glasses.
My glasses will have to live dangerously like the rest of my person.
But if you don't send me, sir, who will you send?
Well, I haven't given it any thought. Have you any suggestion?
I haven't given it any thought either, Miss Enright.
Miss Enright might be just the person. She has poise, bearing. Do you think she'll relish the idea of going?
Believe me, Mr. Conklin, when you tell her about it, she'll be so happy she'll clap her paws in glee. Now, if you'll excuse me, sir, I'll get to my classroom.
Very well, Miss Brooks. Miss...
Thanks a lot.
Well, good morning, Miss Brooks.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Boynton. Wait till you hear the news. I was just in Mr. Conklin's office. Mr. Boynton, what are you doing up? Go right home and get back into bed at once.
Bed? What for? I'm not sick.
You're not?
No, I never felt better in my life.
What a revolting development this is. Walter told me that Harriet said you were sick in bed.
Harriet? Well, I didn't talk to Harriet. When I phoned the school this morning, I thought I was going to be delayed at the biology supply house. So I left that message with one of the teachers.
What teacher?
Miss Enright.
I should have said which teacher. And she's a witch teacher if I ever saw.
Do you suppose she could have confused the words delayed with laid up?
Oh, there's no confusion at all. This is the result of careful calculations. Miss Enright knew that Harriet would tell Walter. Also that Walter would, if he saw me, and that's customary, he'd almost be sure to, tell me. And then knowing what she would do, or thinking she know what I would do, she told Harriet what I later heard from Walter. And then I did what she thought I'd do.
Look, are you all right? Why are you speaking in such jerky sentences?
There's a very good reason, Mr. Boynton. I have just been completely taken in by a very jerky teacher.
Time for intermission on the Our Miss Brooks Show. We'll be right back after this.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best-tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Understanding.
Oh, of course. Like the one Custer had with those red chaps.
Oh, now don't be a bad loser, darling. Not that you are, really. I understand that you personally recommended me to Mr. Conklin for the position of second delegate for Madison High.
Oh, you did that, Miss Brooks?
I wish my mother had quit after my two older brothers were born.
I join you at this table. The cafeteria is quite crowded now.
Not as crowded as this table right now.
Sit down, Miss Enright. Oh, I see you have your own sandwich. Now, can I get you some water or a napkin or something?
Oh, go ahead, Diamond Jim. Bring her a toothpick, too.
I'd love some water, please, Mr. Boynton.
Oh, very well. I'll get some for all of us. Oh, I'm a great boy for water.
He's a great boy for a lot of things. Well, you'll be happy to know, darling, that Mr. Conklin told me of my selection as second delegate early in the day. That's why I was able to get home during a free period, pack a valise, and put on my new fall traveling suit. Do you like it?
It all depends how far you travel. Look, Miss Enright, we both know that your going to the convention is my fault, but we also know that my not going is your fault. Do I make myself clear?
To me, yes. But I can't help wondering how much of you gets across to your pupils. Well, that's the wrong attitude, though, isn't it? Let's not spoil Mr. Boynton's luncheon with a lot of female bickering.
You're right, Miss Enright. I might as well be a good sport about it. All's fair in you-know-what and war, I guess.
Well, here we are, ladies. Here's some good old H2O.
Greatest thing since water. Sit down, Mr. Boynton.
Oh, I brought some coffee for us, too.
Oh, that was very considerate, Mr. Boynton. Tell me, do you think this suit I'm wearing is all right for our train trip today?
Why, yes, Miss Enright, it looks fine. It's a very provocative shade of green. Don't you think so, Miss Brooks?
In my present mood, it's puzzling. I can't tell where her suit leaves off and my face begins. Actually, Miss Enright, it is an interesting shade of green. Who knows? You may blend in with your Pullman chair so well, Mr. Boynton won't be able to find you.
Is that what you call being a good sport, Miss Brooks?
Sorry. Let's be gay, shall we? Drink up, Mr. Boynton. We'll knock that water cooler silly.
I've had plenty, thanks. I'm working on this beef stew right now. If you ladies will excuse me, I'm not much for conversation while I'm eating.
Of course, Mr. Boynton. Bon voyage. Tell me, Miss Enright, what other clothes are you taking on the trip?
Oh, just my two good dresses. As a matter of fact, they're the only two I'd wear out of the house.
But I thought you had quite an extensive wardrobe.
Oh, yes, I did. But I gave loads of last year's stuff to charity. I feel the poor have to live, too.
What a liberal viewpoint. I'm sorry, Miss Enright. I'd really like to let bygones be bygones. I'm going to get myself a little dessert now. May I bring you something?
Well, I could do with a piece of pie.
Oh, I'd be happy to do you with a piece of pie. I'll pick out something real nice.
Where are you going, Miss Brooks? Can I get something for you?
You keep bucking that beef. You're only yards away from a first down. I'll be back in a jiffy.
Oh, don't make it anything too rich, darling.
Leave it to me, darling. I'll fix you up fine.
Hi, Miss Brooks. I was happy to see that Mr. Boynton wasn't sick enough to miss school today.
He's not sick at all, Harriet. It was just a plot to get me to volunteer to stay home so Miss Enright could go to the convention in my place. I suggested her to Mr. Conklin myself.
And he took your suggestion?
Hook, line, and stinker. A stinker. But I've got an idea that may still turn the tables. I'm going to get Miss Enright a nice piece of pie.
A piece of pie? Because she played a dirty trick on you?
Exactly. Let's see now. What goes poorest with a green dress?
Oh, I get it. Miss Brooks, you're going to present Miss Enright with the pie, but in several places.
Why, Harriet Conklin, what an outrageous thought. I'll just take this coconut cream pie, I believe.
How about taking this piece, too?
Both of them?
Sure. Then you can lose your balance easier. And as you let her have it, you can sing White Christmas.
You have an extremely poetic mind. Oh, Harriet, there's no one at this counter to punch my food check. Will you please get it done for me? I'll pick it up on my way out.
Oh, sure, Miss Brooks. You go right ahead.
Thanks, dear.
Don't mention it. Happy landing on.
I hope I wasn't too long. I brought some pie back for both of you.
Oh, that was very thoughtful, Miss Brooks. Oh, looks delicious.
Oh, yes, it does. I'll pass Mr. Boynton's piece over to him, Miss Brooks.
Oh, I think I can manage.
Oh, come on. Let me have it.
Well, if you insist. Oh, I must have tripped.
How could you be so clumsy?
Oh, my goodness. The pie's all over your new suit.
Oh, dear. Well, not quite all over it, Mr. Boynton. Most of it splattered on the coat. The skirt's not touched, thank goodness.
That's what I get for not keeping my head down.
I'll just dip a napkin in this water, and maybe we can get some of that goo off your coat.
Oh, good.
Oh, here, let me try.
Now watch out for the coffee cup. Oh! Oh, no! All over my skirt.
That's what I call teamwork.
I'm terribly sorry, Miss Enright.
My new suit is completely ruined. First pie on the coat and then coffee on the skirt.
It's like I always say, what good's a piece of pie without a cup of coffee?
Your alleged humor leaves me cold at this point, Miss Brooks. It's a good thing I had the foresight to pack my other dresses and leave them in my gym locker.
No, it is indeed, Miss Enright. You'd hardly have time to get new clothes this afternoon. The train leaves at 5:45.
Well, accidents will happen. I apologize again, Miss Enright. And now, if you'll both excuse me, I've got to practice a bit.
Practice?
Yes, my work on the parallel bars has been very vertical.
Armis Brooks will return in a moment. Yes, you can help keep America beautiful. You can, with scarcely any effort at all, join the growing ranks of Americans who are making clean streets and highways their own business. Apart from the aesthetic value of beautiful streets and highways, unlittered and minus the all-too-familiar collection of tin cans, broken bottles, and similar debris, there's another consideration. Litter not only is unsightly, it's dangerous. A sharp, ragged edge of a can can cause a blowout. So can a broken piece of glass. Blowouts can cause death, and often have. If you have been among the thoughtless many who litter our roads, park sides, picnic sites, and open highways, give this matter serious thought now and help America mend its ways. Keep in mind that many states have already instituted heavy fines for littering, some in three figures, and more states are getting tough on litterers every month. It's going to be as expensive to get caught littering as speeding. In many states, it's more costly. Good citizenship demands it. Common sense demands it. Safety demands it. Help make ours a litter-free country. Help in every way you can.
Well, at lunch, I had done my best to prevent Miss Enright from attending the teacher's convention with Mr. Boynton. However, to my disappointment, I discovered one ruined dress doesn't mean a missed convention, at least not when die-hard Daisy happened to have the rest of her clothes packed and waiting in her gym locker. Later that afternoon, I received an urgent request to report to our principal's office. You sent for me, Mr. Conklin?
Yes, Miss Brooks, I did. I have just spoken with Miss Enright. She, it appears, was foolhardy enough to have lunch with you.
We did share the same table, but...
Fortunately, she escaped without any serious bodily injury. However, she has been forced to withdraw as Madison's second delegate to the teachers' convention in Evanston.
You mean she's not able to go?
Miss Brooks, when Miss Enright informed me that you had peppered her garments with a slab of coconut cream pie, it didn't surprise me in the least. But there's one thing that does puzzle me.
What's that, Mr. Conklin?
Well, if it isn't revealing too much of a trade secret, Miss Brooks, would you kindly tell me how you managed to plop a second piece of cream pie on the dresses packed inside her valise, which was inside her locker?
I guess when I get clumsy, I just go hog wild.
Well, until they infringe upon school operations, personal rivalries on the faculty are not my concern. However, there are two train tickets available for this trip.
I know it. Yes, sir. Two tickets.
And there are two delegates expected to the convention.
That's right. Two delegates expected. Two of them.
As you know, Mr. Boynton is one of the delegates. All we need now is another one.
You're right, Mr. Conklin. You're so right. You're the rightest thing since the Wright brothers. Just one more delegate's all we need.
Yeah, Miss Brooks.
Yes, Mr. Conklin?
Get off my desk. You're not going. I have just made my selection for delegate number two.
Who?
Me.
You?
None other. Not only will the trip do me a world of good, it will reflect prestige and credit upon Madison High as well. However, I don't want you to feel completely out of things, Miss Brooks.
So?
So I want you to type up these notes for me. They contain some remarks I will make to the convention. Now, toddle along, Miss Brooks.
Yes, sir. Oh, Mr. Conklin?
Yes?
I realize it's quite late, but how would you like to be my guest for a little lunch?
Not today, thank you. But don't be discouraged. It was a nice try. Good day, Lucrezia.
Goodbye, sir. Don't be discouraged, he says. Of all things to happen to a person.
Well, Miss Brooks, you must be upset today. You're talking to yourself.
I know. I'm a very good listener. Oh, it's you, Mr. Boynton.
Yes. I'm going in to talk to Mr. Conklin for a moment.
Mr. Conklin? Are you in trouble?
Oh, not at all. I'd rather not mention why I'm seeing him until after the interview. But if you'll wait right here, Miss Brooks, I think I'll have a pleasant surprise for you when I come out of his office.
Surprise?
Yes. Now, wait right by that fire hose on the wall. I'll just be a few minutes.
Don't worry, Mr. Boynton. Unless the hose catches on fire, I'll be here.
Oh, I'm glad you waited for me, Miss Brooks.
This hose is doubled over exactly 62 and a half times. Now, what's the surprise?
Well, I knew how anxious you were to make this trip to Evanston, so... When Miss Enright withdrew, I determined to prevail upon Mr. Conklin to let you go as originally planned.
But there are only two tickets available, and Mr. Conklin's using one of them himself.
I know that, Miss Brooks, but you're going anyhow.
I am?
Yes. I turned my ticket back to Mr. Conklin.
What?
Of course, he was a little timorous at first, but when I pointed out how helpful you could be to him, taking notes and typing and whatnot, he agreed to have you accompany him to the convention.
But what about you, Mr. Boynton?
Oh, don't worry about me. I'll be busy as a bee over the weekend. I'll probably go on a shopping tour with Miss Enright.
You really must excuse me, Mr. Boynton. This is the only traveling dress I own, and I've got to fix it up right away.
Fix it up? What's wrong with it?
That's obvious. It hasn't any coconut cream pie on it.
Our Miss Brooks, starring Eve Arden and Frantz Prod, was produced and directed by Larry Burns, written by Al Lewis, with the music of Wilbur Hatch. Mr. Conklin was played by Gail Gordon. Others in tonight's cast were Jane Morgan, Dick Crenna, Bob Rockwell, Gloria McMillan, and Mary Jane Croft. Be sure to be with us next week for another comedy episode of Our Miss Brooks.
The Teachers' Convention Shuffle from August 21st, 1955. And in case you're wondering, primary writer Al Lewis is not the same fellow who later played Grandpa on the Munsters television sitcom. Two different showbiz guys with the same name. I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next on When Radio Was, another radio series that also aired on television. It's the Jack Benny Program, right after this.
Harry Nile Investigations.
Yeah, who am I talking to?
This is Harry Nile.
Mr. Nile, I think I've got a problem.
Okay, maybe I can help.
Would you be in a position to handle a little case of blackmail?
Phil Harper stars as Harry Nile in 21 high-powered hard luck adventures in Radio Spirit's 8-CD set titled Black Widow and Other Mysteries. It usually costs $31.95, but When Radio Was listeners can get it right now for only... $19.95 plus get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code WIDOW33. That's offer code WIDOW33 to save $12 today on Harry Nile, Black Widow, and Other Mysteries at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Money, work, crap.
Greatest detective in the world. Only trouble is, he is.
The greatest idea in the world is to get the Radio Spirits app today. Never miss a When Radio Was episode again and stream the most recent shows for free. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Let's do him a favor. Let's show him what it costs.
It'll cost you nothing with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Plus, download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening if you sign up for a premium plan. Choose from thousands of radio shows. Sherlock Holmes, Gunsmoke, Burns and Allen, The Whistler, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
Good evening, friends of the creaking door.
Don't close the door on getting free streams. Download a free trial now. Check out the Radio Spears app today.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Hi, your Domino's is here. Input the last four digits of your phone number.
There's pepperoni, Hawaiian, veggie, and of course, plain cheese. But how about a slice of high-tech pizza? Domino's has introduced a robot card delivery service to customers in Houston, where your pizza will arrive in a fully autonomous electric vehicle, the R2 from Nuro. Customers in the Woodland Heights neighborhood of Houston can choose robot delivery, then receive text with updates on the robot's location and a numerical code that can be used to retrieve their order. Once the R2 arrives, the customer enters the number on the bot's touch screen and a door opens to access the pizza. The Nuro R2 robot car is the first completely autonomous, human-free, on-road delivery vehicle to get the thumbs up from the U.S. Department of Transportation. You can check out the Domino's Pizza delivery robot in action on YouTube.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. With the launch of the 1936-37 radio season, musician, singer, and comedian Phil Harris joined the cast of the Jack Benny program. As the de facto band leader, he was a weekly highlight, entering the fun amid raucous applause and laughter, and stealing scenes left and right. About a decade into Phil's tenure, he was awarded his own comedy series, working alongside his wife, Alice Faye, and he continued to appear on both programs, even though they aired back-to-back on Sunday evenings. But in 1952, after 16 years on the show, Harris officially departed and was replaced by Bob Crosby, Bing's little brother. And that's who we have in this episode, which originally aired on August 1st, 1954.
And now, around the world, the Jack Benny Program. The Jack Benny Program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Rochester, Dennis Day, Bob Crosby, and yours truly, Don Wilson.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we go out to Jack Benny's home in Beverly Hills, we find Rochester and his friend Roy helping him with the work.
You take the bottom and I'll take the top, Roy.
I got it, Rochester. Where should we carry it? Out in the yard?
No, Mr. Benny might see it there and make us bring it back in. Let's carry it over here.
Okay.
There. Now, let's put it in the fireplace and burn it.
Okay. Man, Mr. Benny sure hates to turn loose of his Christmas tree.
Yeah.
How long did he keep the one from 1952?
This is it. I better set a match to it. Now, let's get back to the dusting and cleaning.
Okay. Say, Rochester, this is the first time I've seen you since you came back from New York. Did you have a good time there? Man, I sure envy you. Going to New York, seeing Broadway with all those wonderful shows. Did you see Tea and Sympathy?
Huh?
Did you see Tea and Sympathy?
My friend, when I go to New York, I'm not looking for either. Now, let's see. The piano needs dusting.
I'll do it. Say, Rochester, Mr. Benny's violin is on the piano. Shall I dust that, too?
Well, I don't know. Drop it?
Of course not.
Then let me dust it.
Rochester, maybe Mr. Benny doesn't play so good, but you shouldn't take it out on the violin. It might be valuable. It could be a Stradivarius or a Guarnerius. Do you know what kind it is?
No, how can you tell?
Well, the maker's name's always on the inside of the violin. You can see it by looking through these holes. Let me see. Yep, there it is.
What does it say?
The Pep Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, Rochester.
Good morning, boss.
Hello, Mr. Benny.
Oh, hello, Roy.
How'd you sleep, boss?
Oh, pretty good. Is my breakfast ready yet, Rochester?
I'll go fix it now.
You know, I'd like something a little different this morning.
I was planning something different. I'll fix you some eggs, Benedict Canyon.
Rochester, you mean Eggs Benedict.
I mean Benedict Canyon. The grocery truck had a wreck there this morning.
Oh, good, good.
I'll go fix your breakfast.
Say, Roy, you and Rochester really have the place looking spick and span.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Benny.
The front door. Excuse me, Roy. Oh, hello, Dennis.
Hello, Mr. Benny.
Come on in.
Thank you. I came to say goodbye. I'm joining the Air Force.
The Air Force?
Off we go into the wild blue yonder, climbing high into the sun.
Dennis, look.
Here they come, zooming to meet our thunder.
Dennis.
Adam Boyd, give her the gun.
Dennis, for heaven's sake. Dennis, what was that?
I broke the sound barrier.
Look, Dennis, why this sudden decision to join the Air Force?
Well, yesterday I was walking down the street and I saw one of those posters with the finger pointing at it and said, Uncle Sam needs me.
Oh, he does, eh? Well, Dennis, if our armed forces are in such bad shape that Uncle Sam needs you, I'm moving to Tasmania. Now, while I'm packing, let me hear the song you're going to do on next Sunday's show.
Yes, sir.
You're listening to the Jack Benny Program. We'll be right back with more after this.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? AutoTempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Oral pain due to sensitive gums, canker sores, dry sockets, or a nagging toothache can be unbearable. It can strike at any time, but seeing a dentist can take days or even weeks. While over-the-counter products may provide relief, they're often unsatisfactory and can be harmful. There is a safe and effective option for the relief of mouth pain. Orca Pain Relief Putty, created by Dr. Craig Schmidtke, safely and effectively manages mouth pain. The benefits of Orca Pain Relief Putty include naturally derived ingredients, such as essential oils, aloe vera, and plant extracts. The putty is easy to use and stays in place. Simply scoop out a pea-sized amount, form it into a ball, and apply it directly to the painful area of the teeth or gums. In a clinical study of 201 adults who reported oral pain, after using Orca, patients stated their average pain scores dropped from 7.5 to less than 1 on a scale of 1 to 10. For more information, visit nomoretoothache.com.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year, where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Welcome back to the Jack Benny Show on When Radio Was.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. For it's hard. Will find to be narrow of mind if you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams, and life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on the way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? Or as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part. You have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. If you are among the very young.
Dennis, I know that usually I'm so busy that I haven't got time to compliment you on your singing, but you have, without a doubt, one of the finest voices that I've ever
heard. Hurry up, I gotta get down to the recruiting office.
Look, Dennis, forget about enlisting. You don't have to. Now, you did your duty during the last war when you were in the service.
Yeah, you're right. I put in a couple of years in the Navy. I was on a battleship for 6 months, a destroyer for 8 months, and a submarine for 3 months.
Dennis, I didn't know you had submarine duty.
Yeah, that was exciting. Sometimes a submarine would stay submerged for days at a time. Boy, was that tough.
It was?
I'll say, they never let me inside. Well, I better go now. You're turning blue again. Goodbye.
If he should survive to 105, it won't be my fault. Silly kid. Most people think I don't like him, but I... over. Always makes me feel so good when he leaves. Sometimes he does... I'll get it, Rochester. Hello?
Hello. Have I the pleasure of addressing Mr. Binney?
Why, Mr. Kitzer! Mr. Kitzel, it's nice hearing from you again. What?
Nothing. This time I want to do something for you.
Oh.
I want to invite you to me and my wife's wedding anniversary party Saturday night.
Oh, so you and your wife are celebrating your wedding anniversary. Which one is it?
The 13th.
Number 13. Isn't that unlucky?
What was so fortunate about the other 12?
Well, I'll be glad to come to your party, Mr. Kitzel.
Wonderful. And Mr. Benny, it's going to be a masquerade. Everybody is supposed to come as a famous star.
Oh, that's a cute idea. Who are you coming as, Mr. Kitzel?
William Holden.
Oh! I see, because he won the Academy Award.
Uh-huh. And my wife is coming as Audrey Hepburn.
Oh, does your wife look like Audrey Hepburn?
No, William Holden.
Oh, I see. Well, who's going to be at the party, Mr. Kitzel?
Well, let me see. There's you and me and two more of my friends, my wife and her immediate family, 60 people in all.
Mr. Kitzel, your wife has that many relatives living here?
Oh, no, they're coming from Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Minneapolis, New York, Oklahoma, Philadelphia, and Boston.
All that distance just to come to a party?
Two of them are coming in from Tasmania.
No.
Yes, Tom DeLeo and Irving.
Tom DeLeo and
yes.
Well, it certainly sounds like a lot of fun, and I'll be there. Thank you very much, Mr. Kitzel.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Kitzel.
The first half of a summer 1954 episode of the Jack Benny Program. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. The role of Mr. Kitzel was voiced by Artie Auerbach, and my question this time is about his personal life. He was married for a time to television producer Cleo Morgan. Well, her best-known credit is for a 1960s early 70s sitcom starring her first cousin, a very famous redheaded comedienne. I'll name her, then wrap up when radio was right after this break.
Revel in Decade of Hits, the 60s, a collection of 75 of the most popular songs of the 1960s, brought to you by MusicRewind.com. Order Decade of Hits, the 60s, now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98. Plus, get a bonus of reduced shipping with promo code BONUS33. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code BONUS33 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
What does a murderer look like? Go ahead, put yourself out on that limb, but don't drag me out there with you.
No need to get dragged out to the murder scene. Just get the Radio Spirits app today to help solve the crime. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Never miss a When Radio Was episode again and stream the most recent shows for free. Plus, download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening if you sign up for a premium plan. Choose from thousands of radio shows. Sherlock Holmes, Sam Spade, Gunsmoke, Burns and Allen, Harry Nile, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Come on, what are you waiting for?
Don't wait on getting free streams. Download a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high-contrast touchscreen is Pantone-validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland-certified for eye care, and features a precision-engineered 360-degree ergo-lift hinge. The sleek and ultra-compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where I was talking about Cleo Morgan, the one-time wife of Jack Benny cast member Artie Auerbach. Her best-known credit was as a producer for the 1960s early 70s television sitcom Here's Lucy, starring her first cousin, Lucille Ball. Although indeed cousins, Cleo and Lucy were raised more like sisters. I'm Greg Bell, and we are all out of time, but take a little time, folks, and visit us at the website, which is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio...
Chad Benson Show.
The Dana Show.
Radio America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.